In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 31.
Lots and lots of plane! Get it? Because they're trains and they're plane, and it's a pun.
When you told me that, I thought of, like, airplanes. Like, I knew what you meant because you wrote the right plane, so I knew what you meant. It is when I was saying it in my head, I'm like, that sounds like airplanes. That was a legit movie, I think. I think they did that.
Yeah, they do lots and lots of planes, but I thought it worked. I'm going to try to keep the train references to a minimum, but I can't make any promises. I already got lots of gime puns, so it's your pick. It's train puns or gime puns?
Beep, boop, beep. What about pun puns?
That's for the pun generator, which took my job that one time. I'm just easily replaced by a pun generator. What is it exactly you do here? Puns.
Anyway. One apps.
Really?
Mars pun in your pie plate, bingo.
Really? Yeah, really?
One apps.
One apps.
Apps. It's going to be the new one, the future.
I bought a bunch of things. Let's see. I got my big treasure chest full of Zelda strategy guides from Amazon. That guy here.
Somebody just
Cat.
Say woo.
That guy here. God, there's other stuff too. Oh, my Mandrake box with the Giga Gabu revolver and Masterpiece Prowl got here. That might have been here already. I don't remember. But anyway, those are here again. What else? I'm trying to remember the order, and it's just not working, so I'm just going to kind of wing it.
Classic winger?
Got a PS4.
Just whatever. Picked it up like a Snickers.
So we were playing the free games on PlayStation Network.
You seem like when people buy a house and they can't afford furniture.
Cat beat Contrast, and then we kept Rezogun on there because that's actually really fun. So we've been playing that. I've got, like, games for Christmas and stuff. I just need to wait to get them. So I got those.
Isn't it nice how quiet the PS4 is, but I'm not sure how loud your PS3 was. Mine was loud because
Mine wasn't too bad. It was definitely louder than the PS4, but...
The PS4 is, like, quiet, and it's tiny.
Rod said it looked like a BattleBot. Just attach wheels to it, and it's a BattleBot. Ami Ami Box got here. That was a mess.
Bella kept getting in the way.
Yeah, that happened. Basically,
reminded me of my dog.
If you put Brigigas and Dark Kyoryugen and Zudenchi Set DX and the DX Suica arms all in the same box, it's really big.
It's like that refrigerator box I got that one time.
Don't do it. That's pretty much what I got this time.
I wish I had a black
screen. Would you expect it to be tiny?
Well, I thought maybe they had that technology by now. I mean, come on. Get with it. So, that guy here... I haven't been able to play with too much. I filmed Brigigas, so that will go up next. I opened the Lock Seeds, Musou Saber, those are fun. The Suica Arms is cool. Dark Kyoryugen, sexy. That's as far
wish
as
I had one.
Got. Yeah, well. I swear to God, I bought other stuff. I bought a Transformers book that's at my parents' house because I keep neglecting to change my address on Amazon. God, I swear to God, there's other stuff.
You should just keep that address, and then when the post lady gets there, just wait behind her. Like, when she gets ready to knock on the door, just show up behind her like a ninja and be like, hello! And she just screams and drops all the boxes. Which isn't good for the stuff in it, but I think it would be funny to do at least once.
Yeah. See, I'm just gonna kinda leave it at that, because I think that's everything. Yeah.
It's about all.
If you hear opening, I'm no way playing with toys.
Okay.
No way whatsoever.
I would never expect you to do something like that.
Oh, now I remember. The thrift store. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We decided to stop at the thrift store because apparently we do that now. And I'm thankful because we were just kind of walking around and Kat's like, look, they got office people. I was like, what are you talking about? And so they had, like, some person unloaded their entire office bobblehead collection at the thrift store. And so I got most of them. I'm missing... I looked around on eBay. I'm missing six. I'm missing Kelly, Meredith, Jim, Stanley, Daryl, and Toby. He didn't like Toby either. But
goodbye, Toby.
But the Michael Scott bobblehead talks, and it's really cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, they're creepily sitting on top of my entertainment center looking creepy.
Just more stuff to try to figure out where to fit in your displays. Alright, I'm taking down Zio to make room for the office.
I would do it, too. Fuck Zio.
Yeah, the office is way better than Zio.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all for me.
Alright, my turn. Yeah, let's see.
Generally how we do things.
Okay, so my Omi box, Brian like ninja stopped it. Because when you ordered that Kiwi Mango set,
I'm sorry.
That was literally the day I paid for it, and something that never happened before, they returned my payment. Like, and it took a few days, like, they were trying to figure out what to do. Like, because I paid them, and then, you know, you texted me that you got that, and I didn't really think about it or anything. And then they never sent me, like, a shipping notice for, like, 2 days. And then yesterday, I got a message where they sent me my money back, and then a New Year order is ready. And, like, I love that they couldn't figure out what to do. Like, it seemed like they paused, and then they put it in there. And I couldn't figure it out almost at first, because I looked at the new order is ready and it was almost the exact same number amount. I'm like, what the hell is different? So I had to pull up the other one and I finally saw that mango kiwi thing. So I paid for that today. So that'll get here next week instead of the end of this week. So not only does Brian snub me a black Kyujin, but he stopped my Omi box. He smacked it down.
Well, you know, but at least he's got another toy. Buy your own toys. Fuck y'all.
I'm just kidding. I don't really care. I thought it was funny that, like, they legitimately. We're not quick about it. They're like, fuck, what do we do?
What do we do?
Added it to the December pile, and we're like, this is ridiculous. Let's just put it in November. It reminds me of when Michael opened that box of stuff that was for Gabe when Saber stuck came, and he opened it like a monkey, and then they found out it wasn't for them, and they had to put it back together. Anyway, so that will be here next week. I got my Oki box. And that was... Yeah, maybe it'll just be here in January. I don't know. I got my Oki box, and that had some pretty neat figure arts in it. I think I might get rid of Golden Akiba Red, though, because I just didn't like that idea. I wasn't too excited about the figure art.
He's really pretty, though.
I don't know. I might get rid of him. But everything else was pretty neat, except for Kiba Ranger. I don't like Kiba Ranger. I mean, I like the design, but I don't like the way the figure is. I don't like that his shoulder pads separate, and his legs are loose. He's just as jank as Rear Ranger, except his head makes more proportional sense. And it's just kind of disappointing. And the Deno ones were actually really neat. I was kind of worried about them because Figure Arts Deno Axe Form is not that different than Sochaku Henshin Axe Form. So I was like, dear God, I just wasted $50. And then the Figure Arts are a lot different, so I was happy about that. Let's see. I haven't bought anything in person. I'm almost done with Assassin's Creed. I got one more level left. I've been watching Breaking Bad. I finally passed the point where I'm kind of used to the level of disturbingness, so I'm in the beginning of season 3. Although there are some parts that are still hard to watch. Like I had to watch the bee from Apartment 23 choke on her own vomit. That was not fun to watch. Let's see. I have a couple random amusing stories. For one of our final projects, I feel like I'm doing Kevin here, we're talking about regular life. We had to come up with some sort of form of 2D design and place it into the world to somehow affect someone's life. So I decided just to make like little flyers and bookmarks with like quotes from shows I liked and put them around. And one of them, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was a quote that Leslie said about libraries being the worst people ever assembled in history, and they're mean and conniving, and they're super well-read, which makes them even more dangerous. And I made a bookmark out of that and placed it all over the library, because I thought it would be funny. And I made sure to pick really boring books, so like, if you hated being there. And I put that quote about where Ron Swanson said, the whole point of this country is if you want to eat garbage and balloon up to 600 pounds and die of a heart attack, you're free to do so. I put that in some diet books at Barnes & Noble. And then I had a bookmark that said, I speak horse, he's called Susan, he wants you to respect his life choices. I put one in a Doctor Who book so that someone would get it, and then I put one in a horse book, but I had the hardest time finding a horse book. Like, I was looking around Barnes & Noble forever for a fucking horse book, and it was ridiculous because I see those stupid table talk books for horses all the time, but now I couldn't find shit. And they had two books. One of them was filled with pictures, and the other one was like a boring textbook, so I put it in the picture book. So it wasn't like a children's picture book, but it was like full of color photos, and I thought that would be really funny for someone to find when they opened that book. And the rest of them were just little flyers, which were difficult to place everywhere because the weekend we did this project, we got a winter storm that had temperatures like below zero. It was like minus 13 when I was doing this, so it was ridiculous. The only other story, only people who watch Community will get it, but I thought it was pretty funny. It actually happened a couple weeks ago. I was sitting in class, and, you know, it's a community college, so I thought it was funny. Some old guy walked by our room that kind of looked like Leonard from Community, and I just said, "Shut up, Leonard. I've seen pictures of your nose job," as he walked by. And then I just put my head down. I don't know if he heard me, but I just thought it was funny. It wasn't quite as funny as the lighter chick. Raita! I'm like, Raita! That was so awkward. Oh, there was a time this year where I don't remember the situation, but we were telling stories in class, and I wanted to tell that story so bad, even though they wouldn't necessarily get it. But there's a sort of exchange student in one of our classes who has really bad time with English, and she's like, I don't know if she's Asian or something, but she sounds just like the lady. So I was like, fuck, it might be offensive, but I almost didn't care. But she was annoying anyway. She could hardly speak English. Getting paired up with her for anything was, like, the worst. It reminded me of Billy Madison. Like, whenever she spoke, I'd be like, today, Junior! And that's, okay. That's all I got. I Kevin'd that up.
You know what? I would criticize you for being racist, but I did make a joke about Brian owning slaves earlier. So, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I haven't really been doing too much. Like everything I've bought has been for Christmas, so it's not even coming to me. I did, however, start watching a show that I'm sure plenty of Toku fans know about it by now, called Samurai Flamenco.
Is it worth it?
I'll get to that. I was initially kind of hesitant because it's one of those shows where a lot of people kind of make a big deal about referencing tokusatsu. And if I watched every show that referenced tokusatsu, I'd be brain dead by now. So I started watching it and I got about 5 episodes in. And I realized that the show is Kick-Ass. It's the movie Kick-Ass.
It's like not literally Kick-Ass. It's just this movie.
It's about a tokusatsu nerd who decides to don a makeshift costume and be a hero. And then it just kind of follows along from there. And it even has, like, a girl who takes up, you know, being a hero, but she's overly aggressive and kind of crude to people. And
hey, girl.
It's Kick-Ass. Like, it's the movie Kick-Ass. And then it gets, like,
Where's
seven
Nicolas
episodes
Cage?
In, and all of a sudden it pulls an Akiba Ranger on me. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody out there who is kind of interested in it, but it is kind of a crazy little twist. And I'm not sure where it's leading to. But the show itself is just kind of mediocre. It's not a show that I really hate. Like, I didn't find myself too annoyed by it. And there are some, like, neat little things. Like, this most recent episode was very Akiba Ranger-esque in how much it kind of poked fun at the sort of formula of tokusatsu shows. Like, how everyone just kind of... all of the civilians stop freaking out about monsters, and eventually it just becomes an everyday occurrence. Or how they always attack every week and stuff like that, which are neat, but the show is mostly mediocre, but I would say that if you're interested in it, it's not a bad way to spend an afternoon. But it's not over yet, so I have no clue where it's going from here, but I don't know. I just thought I'd mention it because it's kind of... it's specifically related to tokusatsu, and I thought it was kind of neat. Brian has given us the thumbs up to keep talking, so we're just going to keep talking.
Well, how about that weather in the two separate states we live in? It's been cold here.
The country. I don't know. It's snowing here. I don't know what's doing in Colorado.
It was snowing. It's been, like, cold. Like, really cold. Now we're literally talking about the weather. There was jokes in Raising Hope.
Yeah, there was.
I'm trying to think of mine. They were funny episodes.
It was funny. I honestly thought that the first episode from this week was more of like a Halloween episode.
Yeah, I got that vibe too.
I feel like if Raising Hope had started earlier and they were on a more consistent schedule, it'd probably have aired during Halloween.
Yeah. Like, I understood they were doing, you know, like an homage to the movie, and I really didn't understand a lot of the references, but I liked that, like, I understood when they were obviously trying to explain why Virginia was in that, like, random old-timey clothing, like, throughout the whole episode. Like, she would have crazy explanations like, oh, it's theme week over at work.
You're a whore.
And, you know, yep, totally. And wasn't Jimmy in the episode much, was he?
No, Jimmy and Sabrina have kind of not been in a couple of episodes too much.
Yeah,
this season.
So obviously they were in the second one, but
the whole show has kind of shifted focus over to Bert and Virginia being the main characters.
They get in more crazy shenanigans.
I don't know what's happening right now. I'm scared.
We're stalling for time and talking about Raising Hope while Brian BRBs. Spoiler alert, audience. The magic is ruined.
Where's Brian?
I don't know. Sometimes he just does this. It's the worst when it's just me and I have to host the show by myself. Scariest 120 seconds of my life.
Well, what was happening before Brian ran away?
We're in the middle of one-ups. I guess you can do your one-ups now. Sorry. Or we can just talk about Virginia and Bert more.
So they were trying to get their kids laid.
Or Mama dressing up in outfits because she really wanted to be involved in the scheme. Like, she was
Virginia, there is a Shuki clause.
I'd rather be in Virginia. I love that shirt because it's so good.
I'd rather be in your mom. Oh.
So do your one-ups?
My one-ups?
Brian could leave several times by the time you're done, so go ahead.
Okay, well, let's see, what have I got lately? I got, tonight I got a couple of, actually just tonight, a little while ago, I guess, a few hours ago, because right now it's like 1:30 in the morning, but I was at Barnes & Noble looking for a Christmas gift for my girlfriend, and I got Pokeball with Vaporeon, one with Mew. I found the slightly older Meloetta Pirouette form with Eevee set and the Pikachu and Riolu set, which I mostly got for the Meloetta and the Riolu, because I think I already have a Pikachu. Of course, it could be a different pose because, you know, they fucking do Pikachu like make 50,000.
Everybody has a Pikachu.
They make like 50,000 Pikachu poses. And then.
Ridiculous.
And then the other one was the Eevee. I already have an Eevee, but I wanted the Meloetta. And of course, the Vaporeon. And then. So that was fun. I'm trying to think if I got anything else lately. I just had to go put a sleeping child in bed because she was laying on me sleeping. We both fell asleep watching Kirayuger because we were tired. But once again, she had mistook Brian for Dawson while listening to the podcast.
I am all of us.
Like, Brian started swearing and she's like, Dawson said a bad word. I'm like, no, that's Brian. She's like, nope, that was Dawson. I said, okay. She's like, Daddy, say Dawson said a bad word. I said, okay, Dawson said a bad word. She goes, oh, I'm going to have to bust him.
I feel like we
have to save him.
So she's apparently going to bust
you
up and make you cry, and she's going to beat you up. That's what she told me. So
okay.
I said, okay, go right ahead. So that was a thing. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I did.
There was.
I still haven't paid for my fucking AmiAmi order. Because of that damn Ultra Kaiju Belial. It's just kind of sitting there holding it up. Like, I could tell them to wait. I have to
Brian
wait.
Brian smack yours down, too.
What? Did Brian smack mine down? What do you mean, did Brian smack it down?
Yeah. That's what he did to mine.
I don't understand.
Because he added something to my order on the same day I paid for it, so they sent my money back and
made
me pay for it again. And then delayed it by like 3 days. I think he's on a delay.
Talking about how I fucked shit up again.
Well, yeah, like, Kevin was asking about it.
Yeah, like I could just ask them and be like, hey, send me my, like, you know, send me the shit that's in stock. But now it's like the end of the week ish. So I'm like, well, I could just tell them, I could just wait and get whatever I can from this week. And since all the major stuff comes out this week, including Delta, and like all the movie stuff, and just be like, well, just now send the order, and then that's left. And all I have is like the fucking Rider Hero for Blood Orange and Belial just sitting in an order by themselves. So I might just do that. I've been recording my backlog of figure art videos. That's a thing. I got my first badge in Y, and I put this on Twitter the other day. I caught everything on Route 22. I was all pissed. I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to catch, like, I got the Riolu and the Psyduck. I'm like, okay, now I need to mail Litleo. And I couldn't, like, it took forever to find one on Y. I finally found it. I caught it. I was like, yay, I caught it.
Now you like, know my made, pain.
Like, well, it was even
you
worse.
Missed Aerosol Litleo Watch 2013.
No, actually, you don't know, like, because then I'm sitting there, I was doing it at my girlfriend's parents' house, I'm sitting there on the sofa, fucking playing Pokemon, and my 3DS is already red, like, red-lighted, I'm like, oh, shit, I need to try and do this quickly, and then it's blinking, now the light's blinking at me, I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens, I couldn't find one, and then all of a sudden, we were getting ready to leave, and I finally find one. I'm like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I finally found mail at Leo, and the battery light's blinking. Right? So now I'm like a race against time. Like, trying to hurry up and fucking catch it before the thing dies. Like, I'm panicking. I'm attacking, throwing the Pokeball. I'm like, come on, come on. And then I caught it. And I'm like trying to rush through all the Pokedex sequence. Like, I know, I'm not gonna next. I know Pokedex entry. Okay, come on, hurry up, fucking go. Like, save. Yes. Like, it was like, it was intense. Like, I was almost out of breath when I was done. Like, just from all the freaking out I was doing. But
I don't know why, but this reminds me of the story of when Brian texted you about toys going up, and you're like, do you have a computer I can use right now?
Oh, that was a fun time. That was, which series was that for? That was Gokaiger, huh? I think that was way back at Gokaiger.
It was a while ago, but I just love that scenario. Like, the idea of you just stopping whatever you're doing to find a computer.
And then, it was, I'm pretty sure it was Gokaiger. That's how long ago that was. And
because yeah, we're getting Power Rangers now, that's how you know it was long ago.
And so I did that, and then I'm like, okay, well, let me go finish catching everything on X now on that route, and I can be done to that point. 5 minutes in, mail it, Leo. Son of a bitch! You fucking asshole! Like, that's all I could say. Like, of course, that on that one, fucking Farfetch'd was a bitch to get. Not to get him to appear, just to stay on a goddamn Pokeball. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. X and Y are so awesome. And I'm still playing like Gen 5 at the same time, and Gen 4.
And a little bit Gen 3. I'm almost done with Elite Four on Emerald.
Oh, fuck you. I got Gen 3 done.
Did that last week.
It's just 4, 5, and 6. And it's not even that much of 4. I mean, I have to finish the Pokédex in 4, but I just got to finish beating Soul Silver. It's just really, it's mostly Soul Silver. And then Gen 5. And then Gen 6. Look, we're getting there, right? I just need multiple arms. As machines, so I can play them all at one time.
I'm just thinking of how funny it's going to be, see how long it takes to get to the second badge, because it's a long time.
How about you?
Like, it's just normal. Well, no, I mean, like, literally, it takes a long time.
Yeah. I'll probably get there in March. But, so yeah, I guess we can move along now. I can't think of anything else other than, you know, Dawson is going to get assaulted by my 3-year-old.
When?
Oh, she loves my Plusle and Minun. Did I mention this already?
That's newsworthy.
No, she, my Plusle and Minun little Poke Dolls from that my sister brought back me from Disney World. She just refers to them as Pikachu. keep telling her, because she's like, I threw Pikachu up on the bookcase. She says that's some stupid, you know, little kid reason that makes no sense why. And I'm a look. I'm like, I don't see anything bright yellow. I look up there. I'm like, that's not Pikachu. That's Plusle. Like, oh. Like, all confused. Like, oh, Plusle? I'm like, yeah, that's Plusle. And his friend Minun. And she doesn't understand why they look like Pikachu, but they're not Pikachu.
Quick, wait till she meets twins.
Like,
it's going to blow her fucking mind.
Like, to a 3-year-old, this looks like Pikachu. And I'm telling her it's not Pikachu. And she is confused. So she plays with those, and she loves my Mamoswine plush for some reason. Something about Mamoswine. But might be something the fact that she loves Ice Age. So it's just a giant mammoth. But she likes fucking Mamoswine. I mean, Mamoswine's already cool, but whatever.
I named my Mamoswine Ray Romano.
That's funny.
And then I gave it away.
I wonder where he is now.
Yeah.
Did everyone
love... Whatever happened to good old Ray Romano? I wonder.
Does everyone love him?
I guess.
I like how there was awkward silence after that.
Okay. Since Brian is here, at least I hope he's here.
Nope, not here.
Damn it.
Okay, good. I guess we can stall for more time. So how about Brian, that toast?
Brian's off busy checking the bathroom.
Why did you smash it with your hand?
I don't like toast with jam because I don't like my fruit in jam form.
Jammed.
That's retro jammed. But seriously, why did you smash it with your hand at the end?
I just thought it'd be funny.
It was. I'm just curious. Like, I didn't expect you just to smash it, and then it was over. What happens to the toast afterwards?
I ate it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. And after it was all over your hand.
Well, I washed my hands.
You gotta you got to hold it with your hand to eat it anyway, so it really doesn't matter where you touch it. We're talking about this. This is still happening. We talked about toast for at least a minute. That happened. We can change that now.
It's not the weirdest thing we've done.
Nope. We had a 30-minute discussion about cookies, followed up by at least a 20-minute sequel.
Cookies, the sequel.
So, speaking of cookies, how about them Tokyougers? I like them. I don't actually like them.
I made a big video on this, so I'll just let you guys talk until I'm ready to say something.
Well, it's funny because, you know, no joke, we always joke about this, but it came out right after we all went to bed from the last week's recording.
It legit did. It was really creepy.
I woke up, and, you know, I was going over the news on my phone, so I really couldn't see any pictures. All I could see was everyone's reactions for the last 6 hours. So everyone was freaking out. It was pretty much like this scene. Everyone always posts it for me. And, like, so I waited until I read everybody's reactions before I looked at it. I'm like, it can't possibly be that bad.
You had this.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like when I woke up, and I'm like,
that is my favorite episode of that series, though.
Yeah, it's a great episode. So I was like, I finally.
You just opened it, didn't you, Brian?
Yes.
I thought so. You could tell.
And so, and then I finally look at the picture. I'm like, it can't be that bad. People are being ridiculous. And then the picture loads up, and I literally just said, "Dear Lord." Is this? And then I looked at the picture of the Megazord, and I was like, "Oh my God!"
Well, for me, it was kind of the same thing. I went to work, and I have a routine when I go to work. I get on the company email.
First, I masturbate.
I do. I have to all over the desk. It makes it easy to get things done when the desk is sticky. And
I'm just gonna go with slippery.
Your work doesn't slide everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. It just keeps the papers from going everywhere. They just stick to
he
the
has
desk.
No need for paper.
Keeps my coworkers away.
I get on the company's Gmail, right? Because I have to fool with that. And then another tab, I open my personal Cox email, and then
sorry, yeah. Every time it gets me.
Yeah, let's all make the jokes about the cocks.
I love the Morphicon video when I point at the computer and I say, "Look, cocks," but no one can see the screen, so that I'm just talking about the cable company.
And then on a third tab, I open Brian's blog, because, you know, that's what I do when I'm at work, is I work on the cool guy lists and, you know, update my sales thread or you know, whatever. So I do okay. So I do that. And I see Brian's got his Twitter feed here, so I see whatever, you know, and I'm like, oh shit, Tokyougers stuff's come out. Let me go take gander, right? So I went over to the ship to go see how far it sunk, and I'm like, oh, look, these douchebags have it on page one. I click, and the first thing I see is the group shot, and I'm like, are you fucking serious? This is what we're doing. I'm like, all right, it can't be that bad. And then I start scrolling, and I'm like the more and more I scroll down, the more and more horrified I get. Like, I get to that robot, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's got a dick sticking out of it.
Like, I didn't even figure out the gimmick at first. It took me like 3 read-throughs to just understand how the whole thing worked and what was going on and what I was looking at. Like, I didn't get it. I was like, what am I seeing? Yeah. And then I was like, started reading comments, more comments on Twitter, and then I was just like, I just don't understand what happened. like, don't get me wrong, like, there's a couple of, like, you know, like, interesting things, like the whole, it's like, switching colors deal.
Yeah, I think that's...
Right, I'm curious about that. You know, like, I want to see what goes on with that, what's involved in it.
They're number-based instead of color-based in terms of name.
Yeah, like, that's interesting. I like that they got, like, the front of the train is on their helmet. There's certain things about the suit that I like.
Say one positive thing. I dig the helmets. Like, everyone was complaining about the train track visors, but I kind of dug that. Out of the suit, I like that.
That part's grown on me a little bit. I kind of wasn't fond of it at first. Like, it's kind of getting to me. Like, you know, as we're going forward, I like the numbers on them. Like, I think I saw some like Go-Under comparisons with different things. That was one of the things I liked about Go-Under, is having the numbers on them. So that similarity is, I'm fine with. Like, I don't mind having the numbers. I didn't even notice until someone pointed it out that there's no like multicolor. Like, that the whole suit is fucking red or blue or whatever color.
That was like one of the first things I tweeted.
Right, like until you, and I think I saw it might have been yours. I saw it wasn't until that I went back and looked at it and said, "Holy shit, they are!"
There's color everywhere. It's all color all the time.
Like,
yeah, I didn't look at the picture before I read that, so I'm like, what are you talking about? They're always colored, Brian. That's what I was continuing to wonder, like, what
I didn't realize what he was talking about.
How did Pierce lose his leg?
But, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, the changer, I like the changer. It's like if we took the...
I think it looks like a hot dog maker.
It's like if we took the Gaburi changer and made it train-themed. Like, that's what I feel like. It's like the Gaburi changer, but train-themed.
I heard Aerosol go, "God damn it! Did Dawson steal your joke again?"
Yes.
Did we legitimately both think of a hot dog maker joke?
That's good.
Now he's just...
Well, I thought the same thing about the sword. The fold-out gun sword thing. It just looks like the Wizard Caliber with a hot dog stuck in it.
That's an image.
Yeah.
Except, I don't know, the Wizard Caliber looked better than this thing does.
Well, yeah, duh, because it didn't have his hot dog stuck in it.
His hot dog. I like how you said it like that. Oh, Haruto, what have you been up to since the show ended?
That's okay. It took me the entire day to figure out why it had TQG on it. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, well, but I didn't get that. I'm like, why the fuck is there a Q?
You know what's funny is that it took me until later to understand what they meant about the color swapping thing. I didn't understand it at first, because I just saw like a blurry, tiny picture of where they showed red turning into green or whatever. I'm like, so they swapped numbers? I don't get it. Like, I thought they were swapping numbers for some reason. And then I read later that day when there was actually information where it said they're going to swap colors. I'm like, that's kind of neat. The suits still look plain regardless, but that's neat.
Like, yeah. The thing is, I think I saw somebody wrote somewhere, and I'd have to find it. Like, this is what we get in, like, post-Gokaiger world, where, like, they just don't care or something like that. And I'm thinking, this will be the third series that post-Gokaiger, and each one has brought something new and tried something different.
Tokaiger's doing that.
Like Go Busters, we had the leather suits and the bright colored visors. Plus, we had a robot turning into a Sentai hero. Then we had, Kyuger comes in. They say, hey, we're gonna rip out yellow and we're gonna do 10 heroes in one show. We're gonna have
first cyan and gray.
Yeah, we had cyan, gray, a female violet. We have
first bird ranger.
Our first bird. Like, you're like, hey, that dog thing worked a few years back. Let's do it. Let's try a bird now. Like, but they said we're gonna have these 10 different people, and there's all these different colors, and we're gonna put them all on the show at the same time, and they're all gonna be relevant. And now here they're like, okay, well, we're gonna try doing color swapping instead of being, their names being color based. They're gonna be Ichigo, Nigo, and then they can swap colors at random. Pretty neat. That's interesting.
I expect, with this one, I understand a lot of the backlash a lot more, because with every, no matter if the suit looks cool to you or not, every year when we get a new Rider Sentai, people declare it like the apocalypse of Toku. But one of the things that annoys me is people said the same thing about Kyuger last year, where they would say, looks like they're targeting it towards kids. Yep. That's just what they. That's the point. Or like someone said, looks like they're targeting even younger this year. I'm like, what's even younger? One? Like, that's the target group.
So, no, they're targeting the unborn this year.
They're targeting abortion kids, actually, because they don't have to see it. Because shit. People said the same thing about Carrier last year. I went there.
That is fucked
people
up.
People said the same thing about people said this. Same thing
God
about
damn it, Hitler.
Last year when we saw, you know, the Mecha. We saw the Mecha because, you know, they looked a little goofier than the previous Dino Mecha we'd gotten, and people were like, oh my God, they're targeting towards kids. And like, I mean, all ages can enjoy it, but you realize they're trying to make this appealing to kids, right? I'm just saying, I think that's a stupid comment people make. They get distracted because someone gets blood on their lip one time in Sentai, and they think it's hardcore. Or they stand next to beer and shit hits the fan.
I was going to make that joke. Fuck you, asshole.
This one comment I got on the video I did says, my theory is that they're marketing this season to younger audiences. The robo looks very Fisher-Price. I think they're trying to get otaku away from enjoying Sentai. Sentai should be for kids, not us. The bright colors and funny suits is my evidence. Sentai's already a show for Japanese toddlers.
Why would
bright colors and like, funny suits? Have you seen the past 37 teams?
Here's Saul's going to shoot himself.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I'm just not going to talk.
That's probably for the best.
I agree. Why would they try to alienate any group of fans?
Hello? Oh, okay.
We're all waiting for Aerosol to speak.
I'm not. Go.
Yes, you are.
Wake me up when the summaries start.
No.
Or when Kevin's done talking about the summary.
Well, then you're never going to talk. So go now.
No, it's fine.
All right.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, now she's going to be a silent podcast for 3 hours.
I had my say about the hot dog sword.
Like, I'm happy. I can walk away happy. Everything else would have just been a plus.
I will say at least the mech I'm not very interested in. And it's not because I can't make a sitcom out of this. Brian mentioned this in his video, actually, that all of the decals are on the sides of the train and not on the top. But the whole thing stands up, so all you see is the tops of all the trains. So there's, like, no decal going down the entirety of the robot.
Like, most trains don't have, like, anything on the top. So it's, like, it's accurate.
It's train accurate.
The way it's designed, you see the most boring part of a train.
I do kind of like the way that it transforms. Like, I like that it stands up straight, like, the trains just literally stand up. I kind of dig that if they were more interesting.
It's definitely a unique transformation.
It needs something.
But, like I said in my video, I seen someone Photoshop like two fins onto the length of the red portion of the body, and even that looked better. Like, it just needed something to break up Rainbow Box the Mecha.
I'm interested to see what, like, the suit looks like and how it moves around in the show.
I feel like if more of green and blue folded down to kind of fill out the chest a bit, because right now the chest is mostly, like, pushed up towards his shoulders, and then the rest is just, like, a straight line down to his legs.
Yeah. Oh, there's some interesting stuff going on this year.
Like, and there was another comparison to Gohan people made with that team cannon, and I'm like, good. I liked Gohan just happened.
I was like, why?
I'm like, why is that a negative? Like, I think it's a pretty interesting concept that they got the little train thing going through the tunnel. You know, that blasts off at you.
Speed of light.
I will say it is very Go-Onger. Like, it looks almost exact.
It is. It's like they took it from Go-Onger and were like, okay, how can we make this trains? We're like, okay, let's make this tunnel a hill and replace Yellow's car with one of the Rushes. Yellow can have this hammer or whatever she's got now. And this will attach over here, and we're pretty much done.
I like that the hammer really doesn't add anything to the overall weapon.
Where does it even go?
It just sort of sits on the top, and that's it.
Well, I like the one, the Resha, that comes with the belt, how it turns into that signal shield. I just think, like, I like this shield.
Traffic light of death.
Yeah, exactly. I did happen to like that one. But, yeah, and the figures,
it sits there.
Yeah, the figures with the changing numbers, that's kind of interesting. You just turn a little dial and you can change their numbers or whatever you do to them.
Fortunately, you don't get the gold.
Yay! They're sexist!
You can't have a team. I'm kind of pissed.
Yeah. Oh, well, did you expect
to? That's the way it is, though. They only released the three Bokenders in that, like, vehicle figure set thing. I think we got those here. We essentially did get those here.
What, the Bokender ones? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have them, because I put them on my regular display.
Exactly the same?
They're pretty damn close, I think. I actually used them for my main display, because I thought they looked more proportionate than the beefy head overdrive figures. But, yeah. I'm still obviously going to watch it. I'm going to give it a chance, because it could still end up being a good show. Just the design.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to, like, declare, like, the show is terrible. It's a total loss. Sentai's going downhill, skipping this season. See you in 2015. Like, I don't think that's necessary, but,
yeah. I mean, the designs, it's only designs right now. We don't know anything about the show.
Exactly, and there's no reason to declare total loss of sanity yet.
Yeah, because there's no way of knowing what the show will be like. Like, with Kyuriger, I was looking forward to it, but before the show started, I thought that it was going to be pretty much like Goandra with dinosaurs, and I did not expect it to have such an interesting mythology or storylines. So, you can't really say what the show is going to be like from pictures. And look how good the show about Fruit Locks turned out to be. Just saying, anything's possible.
I do have to agree with you there. Like, I just, the only thing about this is I don't see myself getting sucked into, like, oh my god, collect little trains, like I did, like, oh my god, collect dinosaur batteries.
Dinosaur batteries, you mean?
Go ahead.
Ooh.
No one actually cut you off that time. You cut yourself off.
No. He got cut off on my end.
Oh, I didn't hear it on my end.
Cut off to me, too.
All I heard was, I am surprised, and then he stopped.
Who's on a delay?
Just go.
Dawson is.
Damn it.
He's always on a delay. Dawson's a fuck.
What? Do that on purpose, just so you know.
But... I know I'm still getting the Changer and the Sentai Heroes because I collect those. But, so I mean, I'm going to have at least one little train.
Choo choo.
At least I'll have the Turbo.
No, it's funny when you talk about little trains and then dinosaur banneries. This entire genre is absurd. Fruit Locks, dinosaur banneries.
It is. And real world objects and most words of the English language have now been ruined for us.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious that the produce section's ruined now. Like, just walk by a banana, and then in your head you just hear, banana! Like,
that
there should
banana
be a sound
effect. Night of Sophia.
You shouldn't have to hear a sound effect in your head when you look at a banana.
Well, I do, but that's a different kind of sound effect.
Banana was ruined at GoBusters.
Or you look at grapes and you just hear, it sounds so derpy.
Like, you try working in a grocery store and you can, like, ring somebody up and they bring you, like, half the shit Gaim uses and you just lose it, like...
In the 3DS...
Oh, look, we got a beat writer over here.
In the 3DS Street Pass Plaza, when you can buy hats, one of the hats is a pineapple hat, and every time I see it pop up in the store, I'm like, oh, pine!
It's just fucking ridiculous.
Speaking of Gaim,
good segue.
Speaking of Gaim, my mouth binaries died, so I can't go to the
pictures. Speaking of Gaim, Kiva showed up.
Son of a bitch, I clicked the wrong link. I clicked Awesome's GIF again. Hold on.
Troy's going to be in Gaimu. What? No wonder he's not going to be in the fifth season.
Speaking of Gaimu, we have part of the third quarter toy catalog, which as soon as I saw Tokyo scans, I was like, we should be getting more Gaimu scans any day now then. Because that's what I was mostly was caring about, more locks. And sure enough, we have a KLS-01, the Kachidoki lock seed, and the DJ gun, both coming out in March. I don't know what they do because we have very small pictures.
They look badass. That's what they do.
Yeah.
The DJ gun, providing that's what it's called. I mean, the name up there doesn't look like DJ to me, but
yeah,
considering there's a bunch of kanji in it, but maybe it's the kanji for disc jockey. I don't think they have that in Japan, but I think it would be katakana. But anywho, regardless of what it's actually called, it looks amazing.
It does.
The Loxie is just a big hulking thing.
Can you read the words below the gun in that picture?
That's the Kachidoki Loxie.
Oh, is it? Oh, my bad.
They kind of should have reversed them. But...
yeah, well, that's why I was confused. But yeah, so the Loxie, like, it doesn't really... I saw one of them might have been people over at Hirotaku or somebody else. I read four different things about this Kachidoki. Like, it doesn't look like it goes on a particular fruit. I'm like, bro, that's an orange.
Yeah. I mean...
and, like, Kachidoki is not a fucking fruit.
Like, that's not even, like, a word. I tried to look it up. I couldn't find what it meant.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, this goes on the belt some kind of a way. But, I mean, it's something
it
to do with
the fruit orange. Slot.
Yeah.
Or the lock slot. Fruit lock seed slot.
It's just shaped weird.
It's just really big.
That's what she said.
Regardless, we have a fairly decent picture of Zangetsu Kiva Emperor form. And the other energy riders in the background, and their designs all look really cool.
I know. I'm excited to see them.
I mean, if Melon gets upgraded to an energy lock seed, then I guess Orange is going to get upgraded in its own way. This is Kachi...
he has to. Dory, he has to, doki doki. To get no
well, then, isn't that what the shadow, the outline is?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, we did have like the listing for like the Gaim's new form, I believe, or something like the AC figure, and I don't know if that's for this or if that's something that involves the Melon Energy lock seed or what it was, but I mean there is a there was a thing for it. So I don't know, I guess we'll just have to see it when the rest of this the rest of the toy catalog comes out. Hopefully it's soon, because I don't feel like waiting a long time.
I figured it would have been out by now, but
I know, that's why I'm sad. I want it. I want to see it. I want to see toys. I want to see toys. I like toys.
Don't we all?
That's the problem around here. Is
<Now. I'm>
don't we all? Okay. Toys. No. And they just appear.
Okay, next thing.
Your mom's a whore? Oh.
Yes.
No more.
There's no more news?
Alright, this is all the news we have. So, now it's time for superhero time. Kyar Huger. Yeah, I know.
It's got a little more of a punch usually.
Yeah, it's late. I'm a little bit tired and just kind of don't feel like being loud. I feel like waking up the sleeping child in the next room. Gaim. Let's go fuck shit up. That's what we're going with for this week. Let's go fuck shit up. Why? Because. So we're on episode 40 of Kyoryuger. That's really weird to say. Oh, I remember. You remember I mentioned? I just realized something I wanted to say. You realize? I remembered. I said something the past couple of weeks, something about Dawson. I've been listening to podcasts, and Dawson had said he wanted something, and I couldn't remember what that something was because then it happened. And the something was that we were talking about Clone Wars, season 5 ending, and Dawson was like, "I hope they make another series that's set between episodes 3 and 4," and now they're doing it, and that's what it was. Remember now. Like, it was bothering me, and then I heard it happen, like, literally the day after we did podcast things, I'm listening to it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what it was, because he fucking said it again. And that annoying thing he does, you know, talking. And, so, in any case, episode 40 of Cure Uger. So it starts off with taking quite literally, you know, when someone told him to talk to the hand, he just went overboard on that. And he starts talking to it, and it's creepy. And then it cuts to Nobuharu getting ready for a marriage interview that he's going to be going on. And they're like, oh my god, you're going on a marriage interview. And, like, you know, the others at the base are like, they're giving him a hard time about it because they're douchebags. Even Torin. Giving him a hard time because he's Torin and he wants to fit in with the rest of the crowd. So his sister's, you know, is there, and they're going, and they run into Ramirez in an alley, like passed out drunk. I assume he was drunk. I'm gonna go with drunk, but Ramirez was passed out in an alley. And they're like, dude, what the hell? It's like, you know, crazy nights, man. Crazy nights on the streets of Japan. And he's like, I know what you mean, bro. And she's like, who is this? He's like, this is a foreigner I know. He's a friend. And she's just like, really? Come on, bro. Like, I can see the Kyoryuger logo, like, right on his fucking sleeve. Because she tries to tell her, like, oh, look, he's into anime. That's why he's all cosplaying and shit. And she's like, yeah, I'm not buying it. Stop it. So they help him up. They go to take care of him. Green and Gold stay with him while Nobuharu is going to go talk to his marriage interview person. The sister's like, yeah, I know about the whole Kyoryuger thing. Like, I'm not fucking stupid. He thinks I am, but I'm not. And like, oh, okay, whatever. So they go, and as it turns out, the lady he's meeting for the interview is Candelilla in human form. And they recognize each other, and they're like, oh, shit, this is a thing. And so this, like, the sister's there, and Lucky is there posing as Candelilla's mother. And so they're like, oh, they're going to go on a date now. And there's a Devoth monster that, like, it is a movie camera, and then Candelilla, like, makes you fall in love with her, and then she takes your heart, and the monster captures you. But then, like, she can't bring herself to do it to Nosan, and so they go off together, like, on an actual date. There's some fighting in there with the other Kyoryugers and power monsters, and that happens, like, a lot. And then, let's see what happened. And he's like, meet me here again. And I want to see you again, Candelilla. I know you're in love with me. And she's like, okay. And they tell the sister, like, yeah, that chick he was with, that's a monster. So she's like, oh, all right, I'll handle this. So she hits her with a broom. And it's like, fuck you, bitch. Get away from my brother. And he's like, whoa, calm down. Take a step back. Right, just, I got this. I know what I'm doing. And so I was like, you know, I know you love me, Candelilla. I need to know where those people that are kidnapped are. I need you to help me. I know you're not a bad person. You and that lucky chick who likes reading, you know, that girl rugby manga or whatever. And so I'm like, okay. But she's like, well, I can't really tell you because I'm Deboth and I'm not allowed to do those kind of things. So then, like, the monster comes in and attacks him, and Ramirez shows up at some point and, like, takes the sister away to safety, and they're all fighting because other guys show up and there's more paramonsters because that's just the other five just fight paramonsters like the entire fucking episode until they're ready to kill the monster. And so then the dude's about to kill Nobu and Candelilla's like, oh shit, no, and kicks him the Gabu revolver and is like, oh man, my foot just slipped, I think I accidentally kicked him, he's gone, whoopsie, like being all obvious about it. And so he blasts the monster and doesn't die. And like she's like, oh man, I hope he doesn't get back those people that are hidden away in the monster's chest. I'm leaving now. And he's like, oh cool, I know where they are now. So he frees the people, and the other five transform. They attack him with their weapons, and then Nobu kills him with the Kensho Spiker. Lucky comes and uses his sperm juice all over it, and it grows. They bring in Gigant Kyuryugen and destroy him. There were segments, various segments in this where the monster like can, I guess, put them in a different scenarios with the his like movie director abilities, and every time they go through the same bit, they're like, we're in a movie, different kind of movie. And he's like, oh, one of you was thinking about this. And like, who the fuck was thinking about this? And Amy's like, sorry, I was having a movie marathon at the base last night. Like, what the fuck is she doing there, like, at 1 in the morning watching, like, movies on a portable DVD player?
Apparently Gentle doesn't check up on her at all.
Exactly.
She's just lives at the spirit base.
And they're like, god damn it, Amy. She's like, my bad. And then when they all grow giant, it turns into, like, a mega, you know, giant monster thing. And she's like, Amy, what the fuck? She's like, it wasn't me, I swear. And Torrin's like, yeah, Amy left some movies at the base, and I got bored and watched them. And they're like, son of a bitch, Amy! She's like, sorry, I didn't mean it. So after they kill the monster, they're back at the base, like, making jokes and stuff, and wondering if, you know, Nobu really got through to Candelilla. And then you see, like, Candelilla and Lucky, and she's still thinking about him. And that's what's going on now. And then Chaos walks in and he's all fucking crazy. And then it ends. This is a strange episode.
That's like it nicely.
The idea in general, like, okay, no sounds going on a marriage interview, just seems crazy. You know, I mean, like, the dude's like fucking 30. And you know, you're like, okay, I guess that's what we're doing. Marriage interview. We have to have a wedding, you know, marriage. Someone's going to get married episode. And since they can't do it to Amy because she's like 16, they're going to do it to Nosan since he's 30. And, but then, like, it's Candelilla, and they do the whole love thing. And they instead turn it into, like, well, maybe Candelilla, just like Lucky, isn't, like, entirely evil. Or, like, could possibly be redeemed. And so, that was kind of an interesting concept. Because you do see her help him a little bit at the end, even if it is, like, you know, she tries to, like, blow it off. Like, oh, man, that was totally an accident. Like, you know, like, if anyone's watching this, I didn't mean to kick him that gun. My foot completely slipped. Oops. You know, like, that kind of thing. But, you know, I guess it'll be interesting to see where they take it. Coming into the home stretch with that whole storyline. And she was making old man jokes, and it was just weird. So what did you guys think?
This was really amazing, actually. It was one of those episodes where, by the preview, you think you are going to walk into a pretty substandard filler ep full of nonsense.
But yeah, like, you think you know what's going to happen.
It had so many, like, funny bits in it. Uchi with a shotgun was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that was Drunk Ramirez.
And Drunk Ramirez passed out.
He visited a store called Wine and Spirits. He thought it was for him. And he made a mistake.
And then at the end, he was at one point he was in an apron. Ramirez in an apron, that was a thing.
Oh yeah, I wanted to mention that. He was in an apron, like, cooking breakfast at Nosan's house. Like, what do you do? Like, did you bang his sister? Like, what are you doing?
He was just sitting there with a pancake, and then it ended. Like, that was the end of the storyline. Like, there was no follow-up to that.
Like, did you bang his sister? Like, what'd you do? Like, that was funny. Like, she made a whole Total Deck Arranger reference, and they even did the sound.
Yeah. I like when Uchi had the shotgun and then they transformed and they had like still had like the police outfits on while transformed. So Kyoryu Gold's hopping around with his shotgun still.
I liked when they were a school gang and Uchi was shirtless.
Yeah, Uchi was shirtless and Daigo was Gentaro.
Daigo was Gentaro,
which is funny because he's like better Gentaro.
And then I loved how Soji didn't change at all. He's like, what the fuck? I got the same clothes. He just like hurriedly unbuttons his jacket. He wants to fit in now. It's some of those little things are what make Kyoryu such a fun show. And I think I just cut Aerosol off unwittingly again.
You can tell by Brian laughing.
Well, this delay
exactly,
really
that's how I knew.
For a loop because I'm not sure who's delayed and who's not. Anyway, go ahead, Aerosol.
So, this is probably one of my favorite episodes of Kyoryuger so far.
I know, it's so fun.
I like, this was just as much fun the second watch through as it was the first. This was awesome. This was crazy awesome. Pretty much everything you guys said. I love all of the movie scenes. I don't know really what it is about them, but they're so... they're so stupidly fun. Just watching them get into character for no reason. I love Uchi, how he's like the real badass detective in a trench coat, and he's like twirling around so you see the trench coat whipping in the air, and he's firing at these monsters with his shotgun, and then he just has the narration as he removes his glass. He's like, perfect. the whole Soji thing where he just doesn't change at all. He's like trying to make himself look cooler. yeah, those were all like really fun. I love the like reoccurring bit with Amy being the one that's sort of at fault for all of it. Like, especially when Torin comes in, he's like, well, actually, this one was on me. But Amy left the DVDs there, so I watched them. And then we're still like, Amy?
Like, she keeps doing that. She left her, like, girl books there, and he read them. Like, she left her movies, and he's watching. I'm like, what does Torin have nothing to do all day, I guess?
On the reverse end of it, though, the whole like Kyoryu Blue Candelaria thing, I thought it was actually really cute. I thought it was too. A really nice little romance going on.
I'm really scared if they make babies.
It did make me like legitimately want Candelaria to kind of be saved at the end. And what's nice is that having gone through the whole Torin arc, we already know that it's at least possible for the boss to be reformed in some way.
Yeah.
Probably Candelaria and Lucky Row a little more than the other two.
Yeah, like they've set it up so that they could end with them being like pals with Blue and Pink, whereas Igallon's got that thing going with Black, and you know Black's gonna fuck his shit up when he gets a chance. And you know, Gold and Dogold are over there like, yeah.
Dogold ate that guy that his name I forget. No one's noticed that he's been missing now. It's been like a really long time.
And no one cares. Like,
he just disappeared. What happened to him? I don't know.
Well, you know, the one thing I did notice, because I just thought about it, is the fact that Igallon was doing that weird, like, go crazy thing. And they just kind of forgot about that.
They brought it up a couple of times, but he hasn't been in any episodes recently.
Yeah, like, he's just been completely... like, I don't know, maybe he'll just come back and be fucking batshit crazy. What would be nice is if they did a thing where, like, he comes back and then sees that Candelilla's, like, in love with Blue, and that sets him off.
I would not be surprised if that was the case.
Yeah.
I do like that they kind of called back to the fact that, like, a while back when they, it was after they defeated Deadboss the first time, where, I don't know if it was No-san or not, who brought up the idea that maybe they shouldn't kill Candelaria and Lucky Row because, you know, they're designed to make people happy. And I like that No-san, like, clearly recognizes, hey, she's, you know, she's joyful, she's spreading joy, she's doing it in an evil way, but she should be able to at least learn to like people. And I liked it. I liked all of that. I do hope to see more of it come from this. And that's kind of why I really like this episode. It's clearly filler, but there's, it's definitely like setting up a couple of things that I think could happen or could be resolved later on. So it's nice. I, for the life of me, could not figure out why Ramirez was in this episode.
No, neither could I.
I love that he was. I love that No-san's sister just drunk. Uses him as a weapon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Fantastic. Like.
And I do kind of want to bring up the melody thing, because it happened again in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
And Ramirez was the one to kind of comment on it. So I was thinking, and this is totally like me just spitballing an idea, but I was thinking maybe Ramirez is sticking around, or maybe he was in this episode specifically to see that she was a good person and maybe like do sort of the same thing that Kiryu Gray was contemplating and pass on his powers. I'm not sure.
But that's possible.
There has to be a reason Ramirez was here.
Well, it's because Tessai got that one episode and they needed to put him in there, so they just threw him in that pile of trash at the beginning and just said, here, do stuff.
Here, do stuff.
I just thought he was passed down a pile of trash. Like, like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing here?
I love Ghost's explanation.
Power.
I what like his explanation to his sister about Ramirez. Like, oh, this is my foreign friend, but he's really into anime. That's why he likes to cosplay a lot. That's why he looks weird.
As he leaves the impression that he's drunk off his ass in the middle of an alleyway.
Ramirez. This is so great.
And one thing I do want to say before we move on is I noticed from doing all this, like, listening back to old podcasts, and by listening back, I mean listening for the first time.
You didn't even listen when we were recording it.
I didn't. I was half there, man. I'm half there right now. But, like, I just finished, you know, listening to where we did the whole, like, Go Busters ending, and then now, like, where I'm at, we're on episode – we're on, actually, Ramirez's debut in this show. And it's made me like start thinking, I'm like, you know, Kyoryuger is a show that a lot of people are liking. Go Busters is a show that a lot of people like here or not really into. Those fucking ratings reports vanished real damn quick, didn't they?
Like, I only noticed, I think Rising Sun Tokusatsu was like the only site that was doing ratings reports when they could. Apparently the people they got the ratings reports from were really, like, not locked up or anything like that, but it's harder to get the ratings reports than it used to be, but everything happens so conveniently. Like, it's so true, because at the beginning, Curator's ratings were the same as GoBusters. I'm kind of curious on what it is now, not that it matters, but, like, it stopped being a thing. Once Kyoryuger started.
I don't remember them checking ratings reports that often during Gokaiger either, but if I recall, I did see something about how Gokaiger had fairly low numbers as well.
Yeah, it did. Well, the thing is, like, the fandom, like, here, there was like, oh man, Zom, Gokaiger, awesome. And so there was never anything about it. GoBusters came along, and enough people, at least enough of, like, the quote-unquote right people, were like, I don't like this. This show is terrible. That we started getting like these ratings reports of, look how bad this show is doing. Look how much people in Japan hate this show. Maybe you should hate this show too.
Maybe we should bring Metal Heroes back. They can't even
and
get
then
wet.
Cure Yuger comes. Neither can your mom. And
walked right into that one.
And then Kira Yuger comes along, and people in the fandom over here are generally loving it, so then they kind of just stop feeling the need once again, just like with Gokaiger, to tell you what the ratings are. But, I mean, the ratings for the past few years have been going down. So it's not like it was a one-time thing. Like, oh, look, see, GoBusters, like, ratings were high, GoBusters came along, they tanked, and now they're back up. They were steadily declining. But because of the different popularities of the show here, the people who, I guess you could say, make the news or decide what is newsworthy for their websites have decided that ratings reports suddenly are no longer newsworthy. They were when they hated the show, and now all of a sudden they love the show, and so, who gives a fuck?
Pretty much.
Like, watch, I guarantee you, with the backlash that the Tokyo scans are having, watch that shit comes back next year. Every fucking
week. It's
going to
be a rating Tokyo report next week. The show's not even out yet.
Like, Tokyo ratings report. Ratings are in the tank. You should hate it. No one's watching. Like, it's going to be a thing.
People
suck.
People are sheep.
They really are.
It's true.
Well, like, especially Toku fans.
It really is.
Toku fans are look, Superhero Time. They're all, Tyson, they're all standing next to each other. Look at all the suits. I love this. Don't you love this too? Yes, I love this. Keith Justice told me to love this. Now I love this even more.
Movie comes out. This is garbage, Keith Justice. This was cool. Yep.
Oh, my opinion changed to this is cool now because Keith Justice told me so. He told me how to think and feel. Thanks, Keith. It was hurting me to do it for myself.
At least he liked GoBusters.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith. Use your blackness to tell me what to do. Okay.
Okay.
Tell
I
me how to
be
cool.
We should probably move on.
Yeah, speaking of blackness, time for Gaim.
Poor Dossman saw all the races again.
She's not going to be able to tell the difference when she listens to this.
She thinks all three of us are the same person, so...
I'm just talking to myself. So, what about Aerosol?
She recognizes he's a different person. I just can't get her to pronounce Aerosol properly.
Okay, so, Team Gaim is trying to track down this Invest that has escaped into the real world. So they're asking for help from all the other dance teams, but they fail at that mission. And on their way back, they see Gorotron being attacked by the Invest, who is very upset that there is not an Apple Rider yet, so he crushes an apple. They fight him briefly, and then he just kind of flees. Michi creeps back to his house, and his brother's telling him that one of the Beat Riders danced off of one of their things. When he was describing that, I just pictured, like, Kota just, like, dancing into their house, stealing the thing, and just, like, dancing out like a dancing thief. So after that, they decide they're going to go around town asking if anyone's seen this Invest with horribly drawn pictures, and Kota is scaring the crap out of an old lady in his Gaim armor, which is hilarious. He's like, no, I'm not the monster, silly. It's right here. That was pretty funny. So after that fails, they devise a plan to trap and lure, and Michi's all like, I love trapping and luring things. You know, he's all creepy and stuff. And after some trial and error, they get a fruit from the zipper dimension and try to lure the Invest, but they end up getting some old ladies, some kids, and some birds. So they gotta chase those off. But eventually the Invest does bite, and Michi places his phone on it to track it. And they end up chasing it down to the factory from the beginning of the episode, and they see a bunch of fruit and jungle everywhere, and they defeat it. And then suddenly Zangetsu and his team of elite scientists show up to burn that motherfucker down. He's like, come on, Puke, let's burn this motherfucker down. That's exactly what Zangetsu said. And then Michi's like, normally I love a good burning. It's like, damn it, Michi, why do you be such a creeper? And Michi realizes that it's his brother by his belt, and then they almost get burned, and then they leave.
So this was...
He's such a crazy fuck.
He is. I made him creepier in this episode, but I like to write in bits where Michi sounds like a serial killer. This was an amusing episode. I really loved the bits with him scaring the lady because he was being transformed to do normal tasks again. And them trying to lure that invest and the kids like trying to get it and him constantly chasing them off and like him crying over the bird feathers and was it Maya having to drag him off?
She comes up to him and she's like, why are you transformed? He's like, well, what if the invest shows up? I'm already transformed, I'm ready to hit him. Like, okay, well,
not to protect themselves. it was pretty amusing. And pretty much, isn't this the first we've seen of Zangetsu since he beat up Gaim? He's been pretty scarce.
He's not been there yet, but he's going to be showing up a little more lately.
Yeah, it wasn't a terribly amazing episode, but I was entertained by it. There were some amusing bits and some little bit of plot advancing in terms of that and, you know, Michi realizing it's his brother.
I like when you refer to them in the beginning as you say, you went to all of the dance teams. And then I just imagine like a bunch of like stuck-up chicks like going to go dance like for... like in a fucking parade or something. Like when you say dance team, that's the first thing I think of. And I'm like, well, that's just weird. I'm like, we need your help to find an invest. And they're like, oh my god, no way, fuck you, asshole.
That's pretty much what the team said anyway.
That's certainly true.
Baron said, and then he skipped away.
I'm pretty sure I did see Kaito skipping away.
That's an invest.
The creepy thing about, like, Michi is that it like the face he makes, like when he sits, he's like, "Oh, we can trap him like this," and he makes that smile in the eyes. You're like, "Oh God!"
The scene where you know he was talking with his brother, and his brother just after he walked off of the scene, like they just zoom in on Michi's face, like it was creepy. Like, is he gonna murder his brother later? Should I be worried? Like, is he gonna smother him?
I'm worried for the safety of a fake TV character. It was probably a bad guy.
If Michi just remained a normal guy throughout the whole show, but we just make creepy jokes about him for the entire season.
I did actually like Michi in this episode, to be honest. I like how he's kind of showing off his intelligence a bit while hunting down the invest. Like, he's the one coming up with all the plans. He's the one that decided to track it. He's the one, you know, going about all this. And he even, like, right away identified Zangetsu as his brother just by the faceplate of the belt. So, I don't know. I kind of like that side of Michi a bit. I will say the little talk he had with his brother... I don't know. I didn't find it so much creepy as it was... it felt like it was kind of implying that...
He stole it?
He wasn't really satisfied with his life, and he doesn't really like being that underhanded person. You know, he doesn't like kind of throwing around the name... whatever his surname is.
Yeah.
You know,
or something.
You know, he really doesn't like kind of pulling rank, but it's kind of just part of who he is, like, just by nature. So, I don't know, I like that. I like, at least that's kind of what I got from it. But...
On his brother's side, it was pretty much the same thing he says every time he sees his brother, which is, oh, your studies are very important. I like to wear white suits. Are we clear?
I like how we're starting to see the beginnings of that the thing with the plot where, like, it's moving. What?
It's just what you said.
like the way it was moving away from the whole like dance team street fight to, you know, having more of like the actual like focus on the Yggdrasil and what's going on and like why this is all happening, as opposed to
just like, oh, hey, let's go find a place to for our dance stage and impress some crowds and have an invest fight with an equally shitty dance group. Like,
oh. A couple other things I thought were interesting was Michi outright deduced that if you pick the fruit without the belts, it doesn't turn into a lock seed, which kind of
confused me a little bit.
Because we did see that one episode with the scientists picking the fruits, and they were turning into lock seeds. So I don't know if they all have belts or something, or what's going on there.
They're magic scientists.
Also, apparently, the lock seed fruits are like the most irresistible thing ever, and everybody just wants to eat them.
Mike Dawson's mom. And I like the thing at the end where, like, you see Takatora and the scientist. He's like, "Is the new ones ready yet?" And you're like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, I do like that they were alluding to the energy belts.
Yeah, so like, they're starting to talk about that now, and just they're really building on it. I'm liking this show. This is a really fun show.
Was anybody else kind of getting the impression that the humans eating the fruit were becoming the invests?
That's kind of what they
leave you with. Yeah. Like, you know,
okay.
That's kind of
I'm glad I'm not
you.
The only one.
Yeah, that's my guess. That's how.
They didn't come out and say it, but
there wasn't a sign up. This is warning: don't eat fruit. You might become invest, which is really just a gray worm. But you might turn into something cool later. That's actually what worms were. It's kind of interesting also to see now that we're actually getting monsters in the world and, like, the writers protecting people from them, because all we've been getting is verses, and that's kind of strange, especially after the last few years.
This is episode 9, and we're just now getting, like, normal monster fights.
Yeah. But I'm okay with that, because it hasn't been boring or it hasn't been repetitive or anything, so we're... And like, we'll see how this goes when they start taking it to those monster fights.
It felt very different from your typical monster fight, though. Like, it really wasn't like a... Like, obviously, the invest was kind of rampaging and kind of looting fruit trucks a bit. But it didn't feel like it was your typical monster shows up, he causes havoc, and just kind of ruins things for people. Like, it felt like... our heroes were hunting a wild animal.
Yeah, because it's the first time in a few years we've gotten mindless creatures. Because the last 4 years, they're all humans or some sort like that, where they had some sort of motivation or someone's hope to put down or whatever. And this is the first time in a few years we've gotten just mindless monsters.
They're just like, attack people, kill. You're like, all right, let's do this.
Well, I mean, O's monsters were kind of that way to a certain extent, but they were still being controlled by the green.
Yeah.
These ones are... There really doesn't seem to be anything controlling them aside from them being hungry.
Yeah, they're hungry.
And even then, they
control them.
Even then, it's not like they have to eat humans sort of thing. They're just... It seemed like a wild animal who had kind of gotten lost and couldn't find its food anymore.
So Michi killed it.
It's like me when I can't find prime rib.
God damn it, Brian.
Brian starts attacking meat trucks.
I get really grumpy and irritable. Just want to kill people.
Wanders into a different dimension. Where's this dimension's prime rib?
We were at a hotel the other day and the buffet had prime rib, and I swear to God, I had 4 giant-ass slabs of prime rib, and it was the most delicious thing ever. Now I'm upset. Prime rib's gone.
Once prime rib's gone, and I hate everything.
I kind of really enjoyed the whole scene where Guy was trying to use his catchphrase, but he kept getting interrupted. And then And then when he went to transform into strawberry arms, he just shot the orange off of his head like a missile.
That was neat. And he said, like, take that or something. Or how do you like that? How do you like them oranges? I can't say apples because no one will touch them. There's got to be an apple by the end of this show.
I need apple.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that support.
You can't do a fruit show without apple. Like, the fuck it, dude. Like, what?
It really is the mascot of all fruit.
It is. When you think fruit, you think apple.
So,
I have a penis.
Just to go off on a little bit of a tangent, I really didn't think to do this before, but I decided today to research a little bit about Norse mythology, because they keep penis. Using Yggdrasil and Helheim and stuff like that. And
penis?
Okay, that's nice. At first, I just thought, oh, well, they're using Yggdrasil because it's cool now. Like, a lot of shows do that because
it's just kind of
a cool word to use. But then they actually named the forest and stuff like that. So I actually kind of decided to look it up. And I started with Helheim. And in Norse mythology, Helheim is the underworld. It's hell. It's where people go when they die.
So awesome.
But the interesting thing about it was,
it's In-N-Out Burger.
It's resided over by a female entity named Hel. And the way they describe her is pretty much exactly like the sort of white woman who keeps showing up before all of the writers.
You can just look into Norse mythology and get a giant spoiler
Helheim,
alert.
Yeah. Helheim is one of the nine realms that are attached, and they're all interconnected by the great tree at the center called Yggdrasil.
I found the plot of Thor 3. Confirmed!
But, I don't know. I thought it was kind of neat, and then it kind of goes off, like, how Hel, the girl Hel with one L, and Helheim play a part in resurrecting an attempted resurrection of this Norse figure, and his death kind of is what sets everything off in leading towards Ragnarok, which is the end of the world.
So that card Yugi used to be,
and I kept
Wayne Dragon of Ra.
I kept reading about this character, and I'm like, I feel like this is like, because, okay, he gets tricked into being killed by one of his other companions with the use of a spear. I don't know, I just feel like, I kept reading, and the more I got into it, and it's like I kept having like this brain overload.
So the more I Kaito's thought about, gonna kill.
The more I kept thinking, oh my god, does this actually match up with the story of Gaim? I don't know. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does. I have no clue. I just thought that was kind of neat. Mostly the part with Hel and Helheim and how it connects to Yggdrasil and stuff like that.
So much for that Eve rumor. We got a more concrete rumor going on here now. Spread that shit around, 4chan.
All you have to do is say the word confirm and people will believe it's real. Confirmed!
Ha ha! Yep. There goes that.
Well, okay then.
I like how he laughs and then there's just more silence.
I don't know how to follow that.
My mind's just so blown that we don't know what to say.
Someone's Scholastic on our asses. We did research.
Scholastic?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I says.
Okay. Moving along.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Kevin. Someone said yes, finally.
No, he said, let's do it. Let's do it to it, Lars. I'm feeding Skinny Tony.
I'm feeding Skinny Tony.
This is a really short summary, so... Now, your mom's are a you whore. Ready, Dawson?
I can't find the button. I mean the on switch. I forget where it is again. Hold on.
It's in my diaper.
It's really dark. In the diaper. That was perfect. No, seriously, though. Where is it? Hold on. Everybody shut up so I can look. Okay. Got it.
Now it's time for Mega for some reason. Shuki.
I still love how it peters out, sounding like it's being smothered. Like Michi's brother tonight.
Oh, God.
All right, so this was essentially episode 22, The Robo Knight Before Christmas. It's a Dawson title right there.
I know, they stole it right out from under me. I feel like Aerosol with that hot dog bit earlier. That was my hot dog.
That's what she said.
All right, so Robo Knight hates Christmas trees. Ernie spills Froyo's, and Robo Knight hates Christmas lights. He doesn't know what a Christmas is. And so he's talking to Noah, and Noah's like, well, Christmas is a time where humans are at their best. Peace on earth just and like a- good cheer for everyone. And I'm like, Noah, have you witnessed Black Friday? Humans are not at their best.
They're kind of dicks.
But Robot is like, I want to observe Christmas. And so Noah's like, well, okay, we'll set you up in the mall. You just have to stand still. He's like, well, I stood still for centuries, you fucker. So they set him up in the mall.
So how long ago has Gosei been here?
I have no fucking idea anymore.
Probably 10,000 years, like everyone else.
I assume Zordon put him here when he left to go home or whatever. In those 1,000 years, Gosei has been sitting on his ass. So he was here when Zordon was here. Why didn't they ever get together? God.
Well, it's hard to have a circle jerk when you're a head in a tube and a giant tiki head.
So we set him up next to the toy donation bin because that's a good idea. And apparently this city is just so fucking giving that they build, like, a pyramid of gifts to send to Africa. Apparently they're getting sent to Africa.
It's all those starving children commercials. Dawson laughs at.
So these people come and are like, collect goods, and they fucking take all the packages, and apparently they take Robo Knight, too. Robo Knight's sitting in this crate, and he's like, well, Noah didn't tell me what to do next. I will continue to wait 24 hours. And so he's like, 24 hours passed, I will leave. And so he's now in Africa. They delivered him to this village of little African Kiwi kids. And so he just, like, busts the crate down and walks out. And this little African kid thinks he's Santa Claus. He's like, no, I'm Robo Knight. I'm like, oh, you naive robot, you. And so basically he tells the little Africans about Christmas.
And it's like he could have done it at my local mall too.
That's how we get this clip show, because he's telling them all about the Power Rangers. And he talks pretty much about how he was a giant dickhole.
Well, they make potato and water soup.
Yeah. That was pretty disgusting soup.
That's all they get over there in Africa.
Thankfully,
well, they're poor.
We do flashback to his time at the library, including the entirety of his rap. So I was completely overjoyed. And so his long, boring ass story about the Power Rangers put all the little Africans to sleep. It also turned it to nighttime. So he uses his morpher, and for some reason the change code put lights on the Christmas tree. And he turns into Lion Zord and then flies back to the city quickly, somehow. And he lands on the roof. I think it's the same fucking roof he always stands on because he doesn't have anything else to do with his life. And there's a little present there for him from the Rangers, and it's a snow globe with their picture in it. That's what he wants. And then it ends. And this was a thing. This was my favorite episode of Megaforce ever. because nothing happened in it, just like the entirety of the season.
This is the best Christmas special they've done.
I can't help but think that that plot would be way more interesting if Robo Knight was actually Jay.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my
the
god.
Kids
yeah.
would be familiar with Stan Beatles.
But the Jay before Christmas just kind of doesn't have the right ring to it.
It has the right ring to it if you think dirty.
Awesome.
Not the blow Jay before Christmas.
There you go.
Could be the joint before Christmas too.
It could be a number of things, really. The vajayjay before Christmas, who knows?
That sounds like fun.
And this is a Power Rangers discussion.
That's right.
Nothing Sorry, is sacred parents. In the show.
Within 1 minute of the actual discussion, we've already mentioned vaginas.
We mentioned blowjobs, marijuana, and vaginas. So I think we're covered. It was
sounds like a Colorado trifecta.
The best Christmas episode, just because it had a lot of Robo Knight, and I really do love Robo Knight. He's probably the best thing about the show. And honestly, just the whole thing sending him to Africa, I think, is like the most brilliant thing ever. To literally say that we had a Power Rangers episode involving a robot getting shipped to an African village to tell stories about his friends and how much of a dick he is. is really, really great. So, that's all I really have to say on the matter. It was a clip show. The parts that weren't clip shows was nothing wild and crazy. But.
It was a very... they should have placed it different, though. Like, maybe take a break between some of the final episodes and place this there, because... mainly because of Robo Knights being missing in the final episode, and then in this one is so centered around them, so little kids are like, where's Robo Knight? Africa. Actually, I think they should have intermingled it so that the half the storyline in Super Megaforce was Robo Knight in Africa trying to find a way back. That should have been his B plot throughout the whole entirety of Super Megaforce.
Pretty much. Timeline wise, this fits in right after. What the hell is it called? The one where.
They defeat the War Stars.
Yeah, them. Where they die, and then before the episode following that. So, who knows how long of a gap that is. But apparently Christmas happened in that time period.
Very quickly. The weather cleared up. Well, I guess it's California, technically, where they're supposed to be in show, and it's New Zealand there. I kind of wish we would have seen one of those PSAs about starving children with Robo Knight in it. You know, like the old guy puts some African kids by trash and he says, I know what you're thinking. You want to know how you can help? And then Robo Knight, just walking in the background. What is this? Why is he placing you by trash to make you seem sadder? Like, that's what they do. They place the kids by trash to make it seem sadder. I'm just saying. Do that with anything. It's just like those commercials where they make a mundane activity seem really difficult by putting it in black and white and making the person seem really stupid.
There.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Me.
How you doing?
Because now it's time for ramble, ramble, ramble time.
It's gonna be the new thing.
So we've got a
packed full ramble time this week of 1.5 shows. I don't know how we're gonna be able to handle this.
Really, with the quality of the Ben 10 episode, it was pretty much just one show. Okay. There's two half shows put together.
So Black and White anime finally ended its long, torturous run. This was probably the best episode of the entire series because Silas and Iren... God damn it! Their names together are the worst. Iris and Silen weren't in it. Ash went home and ate dinner. Featuring eating dinner and watching Mr. Mime sweep. And he saw Bulbasaur and that was it. He said thanks to his Unova Pokemon, even though Charizard didn't do shit except fly around and growl for the whole season.
They brought Charizard back, and they made this big deal about it, and essentially all he did was breathe some fire sometimes and just kind of go...
He took over the role of the generic bird, like whenever Team Rocket would leave, instead of calling out on Pheasant, he would just call Charizard to find it. It's like calling him the big guns. Yeah, they should have waited and brought him back for XY so he could Mega Evolve, instead of bringing him back to just be there. Anything else of importance happened at all? He decided to go to Kalos.
There was a lot of stupidity in this episode. Like, Team Rocket shouldn't have even been there.
Yeah.
We seen Wobbuffet briefly.
Yeah, that's his
introduction. They left their Pokemon with the boss. Giovanni's like, what were you doing? And we're like, well, we got these Pokemon here.
He got these rare Pokemon. He doesn't even know this is just a Unova Zubat.
So that happened. Bulbasaur can apparently summon Pokemon.
Depending on its coloring of solar beams
for each region. I'm like, well, what if you wanted to only get one Pokemon? Like, is he fucking useless?
Is it just like a tiny puff or something? You don't know.
That was really stupid. I hated that.
And they didn't feel like drawing Tracy, so he couldn't be in the show. Because it reminded me of when they couldn't get an actor back, and they made an excuse. I'm like, wait, they just have to draw him.
Where's Tracy? I want to say hi. Oh, Misty invited him over for lunch, whatever the fuck it was.
And he said, you missed Tracy last time, too. We missed everything last time, because they didn't have one of these episodes last year. We just saw Ash looking down at Palutown. And then all of a sudden, his mind got wiped, so we missed it. Tracy's a character that only exists in that one episode every 500 episodes.
Poor Tracy.
It's funny because these episodes in the end of each series are the only sort of quote-unquote reward you get for following the anime for so long, because it's the only one that acknowledges the past very often. Mm-hmm. It's just so funny how fucking long he's been going. It's one of those episodes where I just sit there and wonder, how many of the people that used to watch the Pokemon anime with me in before school still realize that Ash is still going. He's got a different outfit, but he's still going.
I bet you have clothes that need to be washed. Digs around, finds a knapsack the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah, what the hell's in there? Your one pair of other socks? What was with that, when he put down his badges on his accomplishment shelf? He didn't have any other of his badges there or anything. There was a Teddy Ursa or something.
There was bells...
and whistles.
From something, his Frontier Brain plaque, the trophy, I think, from the Orange Islands.
What about his other badges? They got erased with his memory. Oh, and Teddy Ursa said that he whittled when he was on the toilet.
Mr. Mime sold them for drug money.
It makes sense.
Mr. Mime!
Sweet, Mr. Mime seems shifty.
I made a joke at the end when Professor Oak and Ash's mom were watching him get on the plane, and they're like, well, Ash is gone. And I was like, well, now it's time to get to that Sexon. They totally do it. We can add Mr. Mime, and it's a threesome.
Oh, God, that would be disturbing.
Who knows what gender that Mr. Mime is? It's a surprise!
It's a Mr. Mime surprise. it's finally over, and we don't get the new episode next week. It comes out next year sometime, so we get Bulbasaur and the Hidden Village next week, so
it's brilliant.
That's a thing.
Thank you, Cartoon Network.
That'd be funny if they went all the way back to the beginning and just did Pikachu, I Choose You, because that's usually what a lot of shows do when they go on hiatus, is they'll just go back to episode one and re-air for a bit. No, that would take too long. So let's skip to Bulbasaur in the Hidden Village, which isn't that far along. I'm not sure, because I haven't really read anything about when X and Y is going to start exactly. The little thing on Cerebi just says 2014. Mm. They need to get their shit together.
This is one of the rare times where Pokemon breaks.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the few that just continuously goes here like it does in Japan. Japan is like nonstop.
Nothing ever ends in Japan. No. It's just always show all the time.
There's no winter finales. Once you have the season finale, the next season starts next week. But yeah, I'm glad Black and White's finally over. And
this episode's over. Time for the next one.
I really hope X and Y does better. They have the Rhino Racing, so that's a thing. Not Silas. What's his name? What's the little blonde hair? New Silent. Georgie. Clement? Yeah.
I like how Clement's an electric type gym leader, and he's got a Bundlebee, a chest pin, and a Detente.
Yeah, he just caught chest pin today. He has like I think it was last week's episode. He has like a Helio-esque and a Magneton.
Yeah.
Or something that he gave to like a robot to use the gym or something.
Leaves a little robot in charge of the gym.
But at least he's got more Pokemon. He's kind of more like, except he's, what number was he in the game? Like when you saw, when you went to him? Because Lumio City was one of the first places you went, but you didn't get to him. But his sort of bit is kind of what I thought Iris's was going to be when we first found out she was going to be a protagonist. Is that I thought that Ash wouldn't really know too much about her being a gym leader till later. But instead she was just a complete idiot. And just ran around with disobeying moles. Both the Pokemon and on her body. She got cancer. Okay. So Ben 10 is about the menacing Phil. Doesn't that just strike fear into your heart?
Phil.
You know what's funny is that I forgot he was already in Omniverse. Because I remember we talked about it like last week or whatever that Phil was going to be in. And I'm like, oh man, this is the first time we've seen him in a long time. And I forgot that he was the Nematrix guinea pig. And so, what happened to him? Did he got like Men in Black, where the cockroach took over his body? Essentially,
something like that. Maybe.
So
I thought it was something similar to how Ghost Freak was taking over Ben's body.
Oh,
like the way I was interpreting it was that weird alien thing that he was turning into was a side effect of him being experimented on.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know if I just stopped paying attention for a few seconds, I just kind of lost. Like, I understood that he said Phil was gone and he was now this thing, but I was like, I didn't understand why. I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, this was an episode where Ben only used his electric aliens, which I thought was kind of funny that they made reference to the fact that he has so many of them. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. And we got
it
to
was
see...
also.
Oh, go ahead. Oh,
sorry. No, I was just going to say it's the premiere of Megawatt.
Oh yeah,
as well as the Omniverse premiere of Frankenstrike.
I think I don't remember if he's still called Buzzshock, because I think that's what he named him in future. I know they call those little things Megawatts, but you might call it Buzzshock. I don't know, but it's a little alien. It's a little adorable, I guess. I kind of like the Omnitrix symbol being on its battery head instead of on the chest.
It's nice to see it finally premiere like chronologically.
Yeah.
Because we've known, like you said, it was in the one of those future episodes. So we've known for years that Ben was eventually going to get this damn little thing. But
yeah,
this is finally that premiere. Well, like I said, chronologically.
Yeah, the only thing I think we haven't seen, other than like Snake Pit or whatever that was mentioned, is Spitter, that giant ass alien that just shoots goop. because we've seen Arctic Guana and Buzzshock, and then we've got Atomics and what's the other one? Gross Man. Toe Freak. No, wait. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, there we go. Toe Freak. So yeah, that's the only one we haven't gotten. And we saw they put those guys in the Ultimate Alien opening, but they never used them, but it was still neat to see them. And it was kind of neat just to see him using all the different electric aliens. He hasn't used the Ben Wolf in the show yet, has he? What is he called again? Wolf and Wolf Blitzer?
Blitzwolfer?
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer's the guy.
Oh my god.
Wolf Blazer. It's just a wolf with the power to wear blazers.
But no, I don't believe he's been in Omniverse yet.
He's in the opening. It's kind of funny because I think he was in the opening in the last arc and now he's in this one, but we haven't used him yet. Yeah, because we saw Snarrow, so Yeah, it was an okay episode. I think it was the last one for at least a week. I don't think it's on this week.
It was weird at the beginning how, like, you just see Grandpa Max come running from around the corner, like, screaming. Like, that's very unlike him.
I like that Rook was actually interested in all of his weird dishes that he fixes and thought it sounded good.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of forgot about Max's cook weird shit bit. That kind of rhymed.
But yeah, like you said, I mean, it was just an okay episode. Nothing too significant unless Phil comes back later on, but who knows if that's going to happen.
It's funny, I was looking up on the Ben 10 Wikia last week, and according to that, this is the last episode in the... Because they section them off in arcs of 10, and this one's the last episode, and I was like, I would have rather this be set two before and then have the Albedo arc be the finale of this
arc. I'm
pretty
sure that's how it was supposed to be.
Probably.
Wait, this was the last episode?
Of this arc. I mean, I think there's going to be a little break and then they'll probably air more, but like they section it off into arcs. That's how they write it, I guess. And I just thought it was funny that this episode was the end of it.
Okay, let's look at these production numbers.
The DVDs are like ridiculous. It's like episodes 1 through 5, then an episode of Alien Force, then an episode of Jimmy Neutron, and then episode 25. It's like, wait, what?
Okay. Episode 31 is the Secret Saturdays one. That was production 21. 32 is 31. 33 is 33. Oh my god, we got one that matches.
What?
34 is 36. 35 is 37. 36 is 38. 37 is 32. That was the first part of the Albedo thing. 38 is 39. 39 is 40.
They're so
40
close.
Is 34. we were almost there.
What's their deal?
So basically, it was... If I'm looking at this right, it was supposed to almost start with the Albedo thing and then just kind of do a bunch of stuff. And then it was supposed to end with the two parts.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that the first part of the Albedo thing and the second part didn't actually go straight into one another. Yeah. It was only the second and third part that did that.
Oh, so that's why it was so weirdly paced, because I remember mentioning that, like, that it picked up at a different place. Oh, God, that's really fucked up. Like, I can just see the writers laying it out. All right, these are supposed to go here, here, and here. Let's do a three-parter. No, actually, it's supposed to go, no, three-parter. And they just walk away. That would have made a lot more sense. I hope that one day they will release just season sets that have everything in the correct order. Because it's really annoying. They released all of the first series in DVDs, and then it was all volumes from there on out.
This is a long while back. I did an article on Astro Boy, the cartoon from like 2003, I think.
Uh-huh.
And the English airing order was pretty much like this. It was so out of order, and it was that way on the DVD. So I had to like jump around. I had to have a list that I wrote down of the actual intended order of the show, and I had to keep that with me while I was watching it so I could make sure that I was watching the right episode on the right DVD at the right time. It was so
annoying.
Out of order. It was crazy.
Oh, God. Why did they do that?
That's what I imagine having to watch Ben 10 on, like, DVD in the future once all the episodes are out.
This is the first time it's happened, though, you know, with Omniverse, because all the other ones were fine. You know, because it would have been weird, because Alien Force and Ultimate Alien were a little bit more serialized, so it would have made a lot less sense if they went in random order.
Especially Alien Force, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really annoying, because I heard they organized story arcs in sets of 10, and then I heard the DVDs were going to have 10 episodes each, and I'm like, well, that won't be so bad. I can just buy the new DVDs finally. And then I go to pick it up, and it's all wrong. I'm like, God damn it. It's just so close.
To be fair, season 1 wasn't too screwed up.
And I love how when Brian was reading them just now, they're like always almost one off in like certain chunks. 38 is 39, 39 is 40. You were almost there!
I like how the first episode was, what, 20-something? Like, way back?
21.
I can't remember what the first episode of this, like, since its comeback was.
It was the Secret Saturdays, I believe.
Oh, that.
Yeah, it was the Secret Saturdays and, like, some Riddle stuff.
So that thing was supposed to air in, like, the second arc, if they're going in arcs of 10.
It would have been in the third arc.
And I think that was 10,
yeah, 11, it's 21.
We have the teens. Dem numbers.
Counting's hard. Reminds me of one, that episode of Parks and Rec when they had that apocalypse group. And after it didn't happen, he like did the calculations for when the next apocalypse would be, but Leslie didn't have an opening at the park for that day. He's like, wait a minute, I got it wrong again. And he's like, she's like, well, math is hard. Oh. And that's legitimately it for shows we watched this week. It's been droughted off. I think
Jam Ball hasn't been subbed.
Yeah, it probably was like a shit ton of
weeks or behind or so.
Yeah, so we'll have quite a bit to watch. Turtles is off till the beginning of next year. I don't think Ben 10's hiatus will be too long, but it might be at least through December. Because most stuff is going on hiatus right now, so it's like a terrible time on top of like all the superhero shows already being killed.
At least, like when you say next year, it's only
it makes
like
it sound
2 weeks
longer.
Away. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just
for a couple of weeks
time.
we'll have a bit of a drought, and I think one of those weeks we'll have a long episode anyway, so it's not going to be too painful.
Why do we have a long episode?
Because of the end of the year thing.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I was going to say, well, it's always a long episode. But when you say episode, you mean really long.
I just mean that is probably going to take up the bulk of our time.
Yeah, I need to like start watching movies so I can pick best movie of the year for me, because the only one that I have right now is This Is the End. So if I don't get around to watching any movies, that will be my choice. Spoiler alert. I need to watch Iron Man 3, Monsters University, Hangover 3, which I doubt will get it, but I need to watch that. I'm probably going to watch the new Superman and Pacific Rim. I think that was it for things that I would see.
I just realized that I haven't watched any movies this year.
Just pick This Is the End. It's funny. It's funny because...
You know what? Yesterday night, I watched Back to the Future 3. Can I pick that?
Yes.
I know it's like a 20-year-old movie, but still.
If you don't pick it, you're yellow. But it's funny because when we went to go see This Is the End, we intended on seeing both This Is the End and Superman at one time, but... We were going to see Superman that day, but we didn't want to. It was only in 3D, and we didn't want to pay that extra price. And so we went to see This Is the End, and then we walked by the Man of Steel theater, and my friend's like, let's just sneak in. I'm like, all right. And then we go in there, and we get in there, and we look at the screen, it's all blurry. We're like, fuck, we need 3D glasses. And it was so annoying because I have like 10 pairs at home. Because I always save them. They're like recycle. I'm like, fuck you, Earth. And I just keep it. Well, and I saved the ones I got when I saw The Hobbit last year because they were green and they say The Hobbit on them. And I thought they were neat. So, but I have them just in case. And I was thinking, God, I should just bring them with me because we totally could have seen it. But I'm glad we saw This as the End because it was funny. But still, it was so funny. They were like, ah, we're hardcore. We're sneaking in. Look at the screen. Fuck. This is the only movie you sneak into where you need a peripheral. So yeah, I'm going to have to watch some movies in the next 2 weeks. Pick everything else. I can pretty much pick my picks out. Pick my picks. Quickly trying to think of random topics. So how about Goosebumps? That show was creepy until you found out they filmed in Canada, right? Like, when I was younger, the haunted mask used to freak me out. And then I watched it, maybe a year or two ago, on they aired it on The Hub. And I was just laughing because I didn't realize how Canadian they were. They kept saying a boot like really thick and like bean. Like, and they'd be like, where have you been, Carly Beth? I'm like, oh my God, their Canada-ness makes them less scary.
I remember when I was little, I was sick at So I had the day off from school one day, and my dad brought home a VHS of The Haunted Mask, and I watched it, and I remember like getting physically sick while watching it for whatever reason. Like, it's really not that gross of a show, but for whatever reason, little kid me thought it really was. But I always remember whenever I think of it, and this might not even be Goosebumps, this might be any of the other number of like horror kids shows, but the one where the, like, it was just some like kids at camp, and this kid thought that this like monster was eating all of the kids, and then it turned out that the monster was just like this mechanical puppet that the like all the counselors and parents were controlling. And then they're like, he's like, why did you do this? And the parents were like, because we want to get you prepared for when we invade Earth. And they look up and the moon is Earth. What? Dumb twist.
This is a free... That's funny. The moon is Earth. I like how you put that. Oh, that's creepy. There was one kind of like that. Well, not really. It was a weird twist. It was like a Halloween one. I think it was Goosebumps, where like these, there were like two giant jack-o'-lantern heads, and they were apparently like old friends of one of the main characters in the of the episode, and they revealed themselves to be tiny-headed aliens or something. Like, I don't know. That's all I remember, is that they thought they were human, and they took their masks off, and they had like these really tiny little heads. Like, they looked really non-threatening. It was kind of funny. It kind of reminded me of like something you'd see in Men in Black. But
the moon is Earth. I actually have a lot of Goosebumps books. Not even close to the amount that there actually are, because there's a ridiculous amount. But I remember when my older brother would let me borrow his like larger bound copies, and whenever you would open the cover, it would like scream at you or laugh at you or whatever. I always thought that was the coolest thing. I don't even remember actually reading them. I just remember playing with the cover.
But, that's how I do books now.
I know one of them was like the collected copy of all of the Night of the Living Dummy books.
Oh yeah, I remember those. Saw a couple of those specials. Sometimes I get whatever like memories I have of it crossed with Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, I think the thing I was thinking of was probably Are You Afraid of the Dark? Like I said, there were a couple of shows like that.
Yeah.
That kind of aired around the same time. It was kind of a running thing.
I was going to say, there's not very many shows like that anymore, but there's that one, The Haunting Hour, on the Hub. I've seen, like, one episode. It was, like, kids getting eaten by an ice cream truck or something. It was kind of stupid. It was, like, starring the cast of those, fuck, what are those movies? The kids, and he has a diary. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, I watched that episode, and, like, whenever I would see little ads for it, when I was watching Transformers or whatever, like, it seems like the only people they cast in those are the cast of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Let's see, what else do we have on the random list? I've never heard of Art Attack. There's Recess. Recess was a fun show. Right? School's out.
I guess.
Real quick, I was looking at the Ben 10 DVDs.
Uh-huh.
They're actually right.
Wait, what?
Like, the like episode order right on the DVDs?
Is the way that it's supposed to have aired?
Yes.
Really?
Outside, the finale of the first arc isn't on the first disc. It starts the second one.
Uh-huh.
That's the only fuck-up.
Really?
Everything else is in the right order.
You just blew my fucking mind.
That's kind of cool.
Now I have some DVDs to buy. More DVDs to buy, and I'm running out of DVD shelf space, so I just have piles of DVDs everywhere because I keep finding all these deals.
Because I looked at the episodes on the season 3 disc, and they matched their production order.
That's interesting. I guess I was so used to the shit order that I become accustomed to it.
I'm looking at
now I have to buy them too.
Reboot
The Simpsons. It's funny when I see shows here on this reboot list of like
Cat's old family is obsessed with reboot
with old shows and like they're still around.
It's on Hulu now, reboot.
Is it? I knew yeah. Netflix got it a while
Johnny
back.
Bravo.
Like a while back I wanted to watch it for some reason. And because it's also Canadian made. Did you know that?
Like an old mainframe.
But I wanted to watch it, so I downloaded like all four seasons of it. And then like the next month it went up on Hulu. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Let's see what else we got. There's the old turtle show. There's Brian's favorite show of all time, Bar-Bar. Or Babar. Not Bar-Bar. Bar-Bar Binks.
Babar's amazing.
The Adventures of Rupert Bear. Some of these don't have pictures. This isn't helpful. Brace Face? That sounds vaguely familiar. Face.
It was on the ABC's like Disney thing. Oh.
Angela Anaconda, wasn't that part of
God.
Kablam? Kablam?
No.
Is that right?
No. It was on Fox.
It was on Fox Kids.
Oh, that's right.
Because when you watch the friggin' Digimon movie.
Digimon movie.
It has an opening.
Yeah. Where
it was awful. But,
yeah, it was terrible.
I forgot about that. But hey, remember Kablam?
Kablam was awesome. I love Kablam.
The show with the action figures was the best because they were action figures.
Yeah.
Action League now. The other ones on there. There was the one with the girl that was annoying. Loopy? It's wrong. I should just look it up. I have a computer in front of me.
I know. I remember the caveman and the alien thing. I can't remember the
Prometheus
exact...
Prometheus and Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They give me a list of skits. It gives me characters. His brother, Henry and June. Look how stupid they look. It's terrible animation. Sniz and Fondue, Action League Now, Life with Loopy. Ha! I have the L in there. There's Prometheus and Bob, The Offbeats, Other Shorts, Jet Cat, Angela Anaconda! Boom! Lawyered.
Oh.
Race Rabbit, Fuzzball, The Louie Louie Show, Little Freaks. Some of these I don't even recognize, but that was a fun little show. They used to air on Nicktoons quite a bit a little while ago, but not so much anymore. It's probably one of those things, if you go back and watch it now, it's, like, awful and hard to watch.
I think, didn't Action League Now have its own show at one point?
I thought they tried it, but it never happened. I always wanted figures of them, I remember that.
Well, they're just, like, the most basic figures.
Ever. Yeah, but if they would have been in official packaging, man. Well, there's Arthur, which is still going. It's, like, season 27.
I still don't know why I always remember the lyrics to the Arthur theme song, like, always.
I never watched it.
Really? That's what I would always watch when I was
a kid. I know of it, obviously, but I never sat down and watched it as a kid.
It's a simple message, and it comes from the heart. Popular Mechanics for Kids. I'm glad I didn't watch that when I was little. Beyblade, that's still around.
Yeah.
Metabots.
I've actually been watching the second season of the new series.
What?
It's bad. Like, I mean, all Beyblade series are bad. It's just like, it's that sort of addicting kind of bad show, you know?
I watched it a ton because I was like super into Beyblades.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, Tops!
My old ones. Those are
I
fun.
Loved Beyblade when I was younger.
I saw a commercial the other day for a game, like a 3DS game for it. I'm like, doesn't that kind of ruin the point? Like, the whole point of them is to have the physical tops in front of you.
I remember those were one of the many things we got banned from our school in elementary school. Or probably junior high, whenever it was that it was on.
Whatever happened to Bakugan? That thing was big for a while.
It kind of died out. I still see it every now and then in, like, clearance aisles and shit, but...
I still see the occasional Monsuno, and there's Slugterra. Like, they go by really fast now. Remember, shit, what was that one show? Oh, fuck. I hate when I think of this. They went out really fast. Like, they had a bunch of toys that, like, took over.
Okay.
Yeah! Yeah, because I tried to watch that, and they had a bunch of toys that took over, like, the aisles for, like, a while, and then it died really fast. Most of those shows really don't last nowadays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're really just one-and-done shonen battle series is really all they are. Trying to cash in on the still-going fame of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. I've seen one episode of that Tenkai Night show because a lot of people talk about it, and it's not good at all, but the fact that you can build the little figures out of bricks is kind of neat. Like, I see the toy commercials, I'm like, fuck, that's cool.
I keep wanting to buy them.
I know, me too.
I have.
Really?
It's on its way, but because they're like, I can't find them anywhere, but they're like little cool little figures, actually, because they just kind of fold out from the bricks and then they're essentially Legos.
Yeah, because I've seen the commercial, and whenever I see commercials for cool toys like that, I feel like I made them. Like, oh my god, I gotta go to Toys R Us tomorrow. Like, I'm so excited. Like, it's so cool. Like, it's a brick that becomes a robot.
Yeah.
It's my little kid voice. But I saw, like, the one episode. I got up, like, too early one day on Sunday or something, and it was on. It was, like, the premiere. And I was like, oh, I'll watch this, and it was okay, but it was just really strange. Like, they get transported to the world and become these robots. It's just hard to take it serious in a way, just because they're like, we're going to get transformed into armored knights, and they become little Lego characters. So, but yeah, I might pick up one or two of those just because they look neat.
I keep wanting to, but I don't want to get sucked into another thing.
I don't think I would get into where I just buy a shit ton, but...
If you do pick them up, do not pick them up from Amazon. Because I was looking at the Amazon prices before I went elsewhere, and they are expensive as shit. Like, they're, like, terribly priced.
I would just go to Walmart.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Does anybody remember the show? This isn't, like, a 90s show. It was maybe 7 years ago. It wasn't that long. Chaotic?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was on... Because I saw,
I really dug Chaotix.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was really neat. It was, like, a combination of all the concepts that make other shows awesome. It was, like, you got the card game and, like, the fighting of Dragon Ball Z, sort of. I thought it was really neat.
I remember it was kind of poorly timed.
Yeah.
Because the series started, but the card game was not launched right away.
Because I was looking everywhere for it when I first saw it, and I finally ordered them online, like, as soon as they were available, and I still have, like, the two starter decks. Actually, like, 2 years ago on Black Friday, I found a random tin that was, like, old and discarded, and it was, like, $3, and I bought it because I thought it was neat, because, like, the tin was sort of, like, their scanners.
Yeah.
So I bought that, even though, like, I don't play it anymore. But that was a really neat show. I really liked it quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a cool little concept. Like you said, it was kind of a combination of a bunch of different things. Like, you could watch it on TV, and then you could play the game, and then play it online. And I always tried to play online. I always either got my ass kicked or my connection cut out.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happened to me. I still have the little, like, program on my old computer. It was a fun little thing. It's too bad to do better.
I think if it were to have launched, like, a little later, like now, it'd probably do a little bit better, since online card games are a little bit better than they used to be. At the time, it was kind of ambitious, because
it was one of the first ones I've seen do it, and it was neat. I really liked it. It was a good episode. I liked it. They changed, like, the art style eventually, and I kind of missed the first art style.
Hey, it was like a flash animation thing for the first, I think, the first season, and then season two went off with, anime style.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. We're talking about Chaotic here.
I don't know what's happening.
We're in the middle of ramble time. It sounds like you accidentally got here.
No, I just couldn't get the thing to work. Like, I pushed join call, like, 5 minutes ago.
Well, Brian crashed the car earlier, so the door is probably jammed.
What part of ramble time are we in?
We're talking about random shit. We're just talking about Chaotic.
I don't know what that is.
anyway, I preferred the first art style a little better. Because I kind of stopped watching after a while. Because I kind of lost track of it. Like, it was on, like, Fox or something at first, and then it moved. I think it was on, like, where Jetix was for a while.
Yeah.
And so I kind of stopped watching because I lost track of it, and I kept trying to get back in, and, like, they changed everything, and I just kind of lost it. And
All the episodes are on Hulu.
Oh.
I actually made my way through the first season, at least, because the first season's the longest.
Uh-huh.
Giggity.
And I liked it. I mean, it's still kind of cheesy, but it holds up better than you would expect it to.
I have to check it out. I just recently, like, deactivated Hulu because it's really annoying. You can't suspend it. Like, you can suspend it for a month, but then they charge you automatically if you're not on top of it. It's not like Netflix where you can just suspend it indefinitely until you're ready. That's so they weird. Kept accidentally charging me, and I didn't need it because I only got it to finish The Office and Parks and Rec and Community last summer or whatever. So, and I just canceled it the other day. I'm like, you know what? I don't need it right now. And now I kind of want to watch Chaotic.
Well, it's not on Hulu Plus. It's just on normal Hulu.
Oh, yeah. You have to deal with ads anyway from Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
Don't have to deal with ads. Actually, there's a loophole. They're just a little bit shorter. So that's really annoying. I might have to go and watch some of those a little bit.
I think you're fucking broke, yeah.
Did you guys see there's going to be a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Series?
Yeah, Arc V or Arc 5 or whatever they're calling it.
I hope it's better than Zexal.
It's got the same kind of art style going for it.
Yeah, I saw that. I'll probably check out the first few episodes and see how it is, like I did with Zexal.
Yeah. Honestly, I did not mind the first 20 or so episodes of Zexal.
It was just once you realized that was going to be the same thing for the whole show. it was funny because the other day when I was dusting my room, I watched a rerun of Yu-Gi-Oh! On the background, and then Zexal came on. And I looked at it, and I'm like, holy crap, this has been running forever. I wonder if it was going to be a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. And like 2 days later, they're like, Arc 5. Oh, shit. So I'm glad about that. I hope that it's a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, they always tend to be give and take.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the first Yu-Gi-Oh! Ended, and then I remember not a lot of people liked GX. But then 5Ds came out, and at least most people I know of like 5Ds.
Yeah, 5Ds is
really... And then, you know, Zale came out, and not a lot of people like Zale.
I still need to finish 5Ds. I, like, found the subs for the second half, finally, and I started watching it, and then I forgot about it again.
I never finished watching, shit.
GX?
Yeah.
Chicken.
My mind blanked. Like, because I was doing it, and then they had the whole changeover to, get action whacked off, whatever. And so then it was gone off of the old site. And then I never did bother to go find it to finish it. I haven't seen 5Ds.
Well, if you're watching this, the dub, they stopped at the end of season 3.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't watch all of season 4 subbed. I ended up watching a couple episodes, and then I watched the Yugi Jaden duel.
Yeah.
That was it.
I love describing the Yugi Jaden duel to people because it's like, well, Yugi's deck can travel through time. But you need the power of Karibo to do it. And so Jaden travels through time to battle Yugi, and then I don't know, it's assumed that he loses, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of left up in the air, and then
wasn't it like
and then Jaden goes into the forest, and not the forest, but the desert, and you don't know what happens to him.
And then you never see him again.
Until the movie.
And they all stand next to each other.
He's randomly in France or something, I think. I think he's in, like... Yeah, I think he's in France.
Well, I was part of the way through season 2. And then, that whole thing happened. And then I'm, like, five episodes of Zexal on the DVR I haven't watched. And I just don't have the motivation to do it. Like, I want to see it all. I mean, I missed several episodes. I know there's, like, one missing in there somewhere. I like to see it all. I just don't have the motivation to do it because it's, like, that bad and obnoxious right now. Like,
well, I like begrudgingly kept up with it for so long, and then when we had one of our last discussions on it, I remember you looking it up and telling me that the tournament they were in was going to go into Zexal 2, which we were really far from, and I'm like, I'm done. Like, this is going to be longer than Battle City, and they went to a different dimension in the middle of the tournament. I'm just saying.
Zexal 1, and I started Zexal 2, and I was still watching it, and then in like basically like Barian, somebody from Barian World came into our world and would like randomly they like pick people like at school or wherever, and they like use the Barian force, like some kind of Barian card to control them, and then they'd like chaos Xyz evolution their Xyz monster. Like, it wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, chaos number or whatever. It would just be like chaos evolve, like just random Xyz monster. And then he'd beat him, and they'd have no memory of what the fuck happened. Like, it was like the same thing, and it keeps happening, and like, I'm not sure why. Now I know, like, now then they got the like numbers in the hundreds, like, you know, number 107. I'm like, what the fuck? Like there were, like they specifically said like there's 99 number cards, and then like now they bust out shit like number 107, and I'm like, well, wait, what?
That's past 99.
I'm like, I mean, I'm not like a super genius or anything. Okay, well, I am, but I know math. Like, that's not right.
They probably added additional ones, like, oh, the lost cards or something. I don't know. They're like the lost boys, but not evil.
So like the whole thing is like fighting off Barian World. And I didn't bother to. I just haven't bothered to keep up with it.
I love how all of the, like, well, there's only been really two so far, but like the sort of new gimmick summons for each series is just a fancy way of fusion, essentially. Like Synchro Summon and then Xyz Summon are just essentially not too different from Polymerization, which I think is kind of funny. It's like, well, in the overlay ones, you put them on top of each other. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder what the new series is gonna introduce.
You arrange them in a triangle. Got to tap into the power of a pyramid.
Every shape fits into a pyramid.
That's not. And it just summons Florida Stanley, and his description just says, "Drive fast and leave a sexy corpse." He's got 5,000 attack points.
Like,
okay.
This is just so weird.
I think we rambled that.
Is there anything else on your little list there, Dawson, or should we move on to Twitter?
Well, we can move on. I'll save some material for the next drought. I kind of went off book because I was seeing random, like, Yu-Gi-Oh-ish shows, and it reminded me of Chaotic.
Well, you know, I didn't get to talk about this sooner. Because I wasn't present for past ramble times and such. You know how glad I am to be done with Iris and Silen?
Silas and Iron?
What?
That's fucking talk.
Those people, like, piss me off so much. Like, to be done with them, like, I smiled when they got on that, the boat, and we're like, or whatever it was, we're like, we're fucking leaving. I'm like, The train, boat, look.
Like, I'm picturing them going away on the train and coming like, look, it's a boat.
Whatever it is. I'm like Peter Griffin. I just learned to see a boat and a train. They got on that boat and went across the tracks. And I'm like, thank you. Get the fuck out. And then this past week when Wild Effect came back, like, I knew he was coming back because I saw the preview of X and Y series. But, like, just seeing him show up, like, and be like, guys, don't forget about me. Don't leave me here. These people are fucking crazy. And, like, but then they left. I was on the Giovanni. They're like, he's like, well, what do you have for me? And they're like, oh, fuck. What do we do? Take these fuckers. I'm like, no.
Well, they were all kind of lame, so.
Yeah, they were. But I'm glad Wobba Fett's back. I was so happy. I'm just upset we didn't get to see the rest of his fuckers at Oak Slab. I was so mad.
There was in the original Japanese airing at the end of the episode, there was a little picture of all of them together with Ash.
Yeah, and I was waiting for that, and like it wasn't there, and I'm like,
you could have just looked at it online.
Well, I saw it, but I wanted to see it on my big fucking TV.
These are the moments you savor in life.
And then, you know, I was just upset about it, but I'm glad. I just want me some X and Y so I can see some new shit. So fucking sick of Unova. Where's Brian and his gayness?
I didn't go anywhere. I'm right here.
Yeah, you're a fag.
Sometimes.
Only for your mom.
That's just weird.
Now it's time for...
The three questions of the week.
Did you forget the jingle again?
No, I literally didn't know what we were doing.
You forgot the segment.
I didn't know if it was Twitter this week or Facebook. I don't know anymore.
If it's Facebook, we're
just
in trouble.
I mentioned Twitter like
yesterday.
Minutes ago.
Oh, I remember yesterday.
Well, I wasn't really listening. I was working on a newsletter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, fuck you, asshole. How's that? That's what I have to say to Brian.
I love that Brian does other work during the podcast.
Meanwhile, the rest of us just sit here naked.
Yep.
Okay, so, TDA winner says,
oh, your mom.
Which of the Mega Pokemon is your favorite, and which is your least favorite?
Hold on, let me pull up the pictures of them all, that way they're in front of me.
Manectric is, like, a really dumb design. Mega Manectric.
Fuck you, I love Manectric.
No, Manectric is fine. It's Mega Manectric that's terrible.
Super Saiyan Manectric. I know my favorite is Mega Blaziken, because it's awesome and I love Blaziken. I'm just going to search all Mega Pokemon and see if it gives me a picture.
Well, anyway, my favorite is Houndoom. My least favorite is... something.
My least is probably Venusaur, because it just doesn't look too much different to me.
Oh, Mega Heracross, maybe. Yeah. Squidward.
I mean, I have a hard time. I got Blastoise as fucking arm cannons. Alakazam goes all five spoons. You know you're hardcore if you have five spoons. Kangaskhan's baby fights. How do you pass that shit up? I'm fucking Aerodactyl. I love Aerodactyl.
He said pick your favorite and least favorite, not go over all of them.
I know, and I'm like, I don't know if I have a favorite. Because a lot of them are just so cool looking.
Mine's Mega Blaziken.
I don't really like Mega Abomasnow.
He's a giant ice
Mega
tank.
Mega Abomasnow.
He just got frilly.
I love how whenever somebody says something that doesn't agree with, someone acts offended. Like, hey!
But you should...
You just attack me personally.
Well,
you should complain
saying.
About...
No, but I mean, I just think we did that in general.
Is the winged emo Absol.
Absol.
Oh, yeah, I really don't like Absol's design too much.
But now that's something worth complaining about.
Why is no one else upset that Heracross looks like he did the fusion dance with Squidward?
Because I love Heracross.
I love Heracross, but Mega Heracross is like, meh, meh. He looks so goofy.
He doesn't look anything like Squidward. What are you talking about?
Look at his giant nose.
It's a horn.
It looks like a nose.
I'm looking at the Sugimori art right now. It's a horn.
Admittedly, in-game it does look like a nose. If, I mean, whoops. It's obviously a horn, but... It does look kind of like a nose.
But if you're Dawson, you're fucking stupid, so you think it's a nose.
It looks like a nose. It looks like a nose to me.
You're a nose.
Where it's placed, it looks stupid.
Dawson is such a retard.
Even in the art, like, it looks hornier, but it still looks stupid because it's placed where the nose is supposed to go. And it looks like he's got, like, a backup in his hands. Like, his hands got really fat.
It's
reminding me of the episode of Invader Zim where they turn into baloney.
Mega Gardevoir is my least favorite.
Why?
Oh, yeah. I don't like her either.
You don't like her big wedding dress?
Well, I mean, that's all it did. The dress got poofy. That was really it. It looks like she got a haircut. And well, now has spikes coming out of her boobs.
Yeah, her boob spike got bigger.
You're gonna love these old-timey underwear. Makes my boobs look like they're in party hats.
Okay, so favorite is Houndoom, least favorite is Gardevoir. Done. God, Mega Houndoom just looks awesome.
He does.
Gotta eat your shit up.
You.
Well, dogs do that, so it might.
I'm partial to Bennett.
I don't look at Bennett's art.
Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett is cool.
Yeah.
Its zipper's open! Its zipper's open!
So does mine!
So do the ones in Gaim. Where does that get you?
Into a weird forest.
Bennett is the zipper dimension.
That's what they're going to secretly tell us is the key to all this in Gaim. Bennett. Bennett opened the zipper dimension.
So, next question.
Penis.
That wasn't
it. I don't think that's a question.
Looking for the next question.
I would have loved if Kevin was like, penis?
But nope.
So Kevin Phantom
thought says,
hello RRR podcast. The ghost panties are back again. That's your new nickname, ghost panties. So good job.
See, this is what happens when I'm not around for a ghost panties.
It's Phantom Thong.
Oh, I get it. Phantom Thong. I got it. That's funny.
My question is, if someone were inevitably dying in your arms and they asked you to sing them a song, what song would you sing and why? I would sing...
Because I'm dying in your arms tonight.
He would sing Wind Beneath My Wings because it reminds me of Aerosol's Buttery Toasts.
I would sing the song I just sang.
Just because you want to be literal? This is what you're doing right now.
I would sing to Brian.
Thank you. So apparently I'm dying in your arms tonight.
I would just sing the Animorphs theme song.
I would sing Soranika Gayaku Rainbow.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Taizuto.
Sing Gaim's theme.
That's the winner right there.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Say no to dying. Live more.
Oh, I'm told to say hi, assholes, for you.
Tell her I don't say hi.
Tossum says he doesn't say hi.
And fuck you. Not an offer.
I was told to say fuck you, and that's not an offer.
Hear.
But it might be from me, you don't know.
Well, we're the same person, so...
That's true, we are the same person.
No, please...
Refer to the fan art.
Why would you do that to me?
It wasn't our choice. We were born this way. Born the same.
Why would you do that to me?
Kaylee thinks me, Brian, and Dawson are all the same person when she listens
to
us.
No, she thinks you're fucking Luke Bryan.
She does think I'm Luke Bryan.
Hold on, how does that work? Explain this.
I don't know. She has a Luke Bryan t-shirt from when we went to Bayou Country Superfest, and then she points at it and goes, Mommy, that's Daddy. And she looks at me and goes, Daddy, that's you.
I have taught her well.
You wish you had Luke Bryan's money.
Look, she saw a picture of Jennifer Lawrence on the computer and said, that's Mommy. It's like, ouch. So, apparently we're Luke Bryan and Jennifer Lawrence over here, so.
Interesting. Whatever. Combination.
I'm fine with the Jennifer Lawrence part.
I'm fine with the Luke Bryan part.
So before I bother reading this question, does anyone have or want tattoos?
No.
No, I don't have one. No, I don't.
I was in line to get one like a few months ago, but that kind of fell through.
Okay, well, TKD Tigray wanted to know.
Oh. I don't have a definite design. I did read the question. I don't have a definite design or anything that I had in mind. I was kind of pushed into it by my brother. Though I do like the idea of getting one eventually. I don't have anything in mind that I want to permanently emblaze into my body at the moment.
Just get the Nardog thing like Andy did.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Penis.
That's what Kevin's would be.
Charles Chong says, in terms of personality, who's your favorite Ranger, Sentai, or Rider? And Rider. Or works too, I guess.
RJ for all three.
Guy from Jetman because he stood next to beer.
And he essentially committed suicide by not going to the hospital upon being stabbed.
So therefore he is hardcore and grimdark.
So grimdark.
Billy because he taught me how to run from putties. Oh, Trini because she died. I love that personality.
Ranger's definitely RJ. Rider is probably Hibiki. And Sentai character would be Jay.
I like Brian's answer, although I don't know if it's necessarily RJ, maybe Ziggy?
That was my second choice.
Like Ziggy or Dylan, just because they were just awesome.
Reach is a good choice, too.
Ooh, he is very buttery.
I feel like I can relate most to Plan Xander.
That's because you'd much rather supervise than actually do anything.
Exactly.
Alright, are we all set?
I'm always set.
Okay.
To get decked.
Edgar Queck says, if you were an armored rider, what fruit would you have as lock seed? What would your
apple
colors be and name?
What fruit? Chris?
Gay?
Oh, that was terrific. Kanisu Alms.
My armor would be the when he dressed as a woman in that show he did. What colors? I don't fucking know. I can't. Rainbow. Yeah, I'd just be a giant rainbow. I'd be a rainbow of colors.
All the colors.
A Sora de Kagayaku rainbow.
Tokyo. I would be Tokyo. Fruits. I'm not big on fruits. That wasn't the homophobic statement, I swear.
No, it's awesome.
Can I just like take Baron? Because
Brian
much
likes to take bananas. Why don't you just be a plantain? It would be like Baron, but a little bit bigger.
And I mean, I like red and silver, so that works. I like bananas, so it just works if I just steal Baron, honestly. Except I can be like Brian instead of Baron. Armored Rider Brian.
Brian.
I could be Armored Rider Chris from HJU. That would be my name.
I read this and legit thought about it. I would be a pomegranate.
Why the fuck is he prepared? The rest of us are like, oh, he's like, you know, I read this question and I thought about it for a while. And I wrote my answer down in an essay.
I thought about it for like 10 minutes. I'm sorry. Yeah, pomegranates are awesome. They're delicious.
They are. They're really messy though when you have to eat them outright.
They're like, I guess I would just go with the color of a pomegranate, which is like a really deep red. I think my weapon of choice would probably be like little tiny bombs that look like the seeds of a pomegranate, and they explode with juicy goodness.
Just like I do.
I was waiting for that one. I was like, oh, he's ready for this.
That's what she said.
I think I would do a Granny Smith apple, and then my weapon would be caramel apples I just throw, and they stick on people and explode. You can buy them discounted at King
so
Super's
in California.
You just
went with sticky bombs. Play. You just took my answer.
Well, yeah, but they're
sticky.
Stickier. See? Because you can just buy a
Dear
bunch of them
God,
in California and then throw them away like Kat did. She's just like, here, I'm going to buy a bunch of caramel apples and then throw them away at the hotel. Is that okay with you? And Brian was like, yes. Can I still get my cheese?
I need the whole like, pack.
Do you think 56 sodas is enough for you for the next 4 days?
Brian's like, I need the whole pack of cheese for tonight's snack time. Okay.
Fucking, there's still 2 totas left. Kevin's like freaking out, seizing. He'll be fine.
I like how I bought all those cheeses because it was on sale, and then we wake up the day before we leave. We're like, shit, we still got 2 bags of cheese.
Oh my god, that was the best trip ever.
Quick, let's eat them now.
I got to go without an adult supervision like a big boy. Got on an airplane. Got to meet Dawson and his mommy.
I like how I drank that one small beer so that I didn't have to leave it in the fridge and I had to pee, but Brian drank that like giant gulp all the way out and like never used the bathroom once. Granted, he left it there, but still.
I'm so mad about that.
I'm totally going to ask when we go. I'm going to go over to the front desk and be like, I'm bringing you with me. Like, you see that guy over there? Like, about 2 years ago, he left a Diet Coke here or whatever it was, a Coke Zero. And do you still have it?
What if they said yes?
That would be magical. And we would ask to take a picture with them.
What I'm going to need y'all to do is, I'm going to need Kat to stand at a third part of the room and record the whole thing. Like, because I don't want Brian with the camera, because then they're going to look over at him and see him recording. So Kat has to do it, but from a different spot than Brian.
Just hide behind a tree. I don't know why there would be a tree there, like one of those fake ones.
One of those ones they put in the lobby, like she can peek through it like she's a fucking crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
Crikey. I found a shoe, Quinn Shinobi.
No.
Aww. I'm gonna stick my thumb in his butt and see if it pisses him off.
Oh God! Don't piss anybody off except Chris.
Oh my God!
I couldn't resist. It was just brought up.
And neither could he, but that's fine.
Poor Chris.
Poor Chris.
I'm starting
we love
to
you.
Feel bad.
But we love Chris. Chris is
he
like
knows
our friend.
We love him, right? Right?
He's our British friend. We love him.
Brian, he can't answer you.
Not yet. But in the future,
he
might.
He will, though. There will be a tweet directed at me that says, yes, heart. That better happen.
Brian's like demanding it.
All right, so Kiefer asks, speaking of Kiefer.
Oh, shit.
Being that this is the last Twitter question segment before Christmas rolls around, is that true?
Yes. You know, I actually read this one. Oh.
Well, we're going to be doing one. We're going to do one on Christmas. Oh, it'll be like, Christmas. Well, like, and the Christmas week, because we have next week and the week after that is Christmas.
Yeah, day
that's
after Christmas
week.
We record.
You
or day
both.
Of Christmas.
It's sometime Christmas. Just Christmas. Christmas week we are recording, so.
Anyway, just keep
Anywho,
reading, Brian.
What's on all of your wish lists? Also, do you have any special plans for the holidays?
I know it's on Dawson's wish list.
Here we go.
Purging the Jews.
No.
DVDs. That's DVDs and games. That's it. And I don't even really have any games on my list.
My list is those extends pills. Get even bigger. I just break people in half with my dick.
Totally. Yeah, I just kind of put odds and ends of stuff that I haven't got a chance to pick up of DVDs and random games.
I want
to
break down walls with
myself.
My penis.
Like the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, I remember a friend when I was in high school. A friend of mine used to get like those spam emails that would say shit like that, like "want to break walls with your dick." Like, what?
No, then you have to go to the emergency room.
Why would that be a tagline? Like, that's just dangerous. Even if it was possible.
Like, I don't think your pill can do that.
I don't think your pill can make my penis have the density to break brick. I just don't think that's possible.
But yes, as Brian said, DVDs and video games, it's pretty much what I'm asking for. Well, pretty much what I bought for myself with my mommy's credit card. That's how this works. Well, if I don't, she's going to buy the wrong fucking gift. Then I have to go stand in the line to return it. Because they're stupid. They look at it. What? I asked for the fucking Hobbit Extended Edition. You know what happens? They go to the store and I get a phone call. Yeah, which one is it? Is it this one that says Extended Edition on it? Or, like, is it in a special case? Or what do I... Like, just fuck it. I'll do it
myself.
Which
one's the Extended Edition? The one that says Extended Edition or the one that says Normal Edition? We need to know.
Like, okay, I know you want the Blu-ray, but, like, is it this Blu-ray DVD? Or is there, like, a different one? Is there one, like, is it, like, a special case? Does it come with something? I'm like, you know what? I'll just go buy the movie. It's
based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire.
Like, I'm like, I'll just do it myself. Like, it's not worth it. This is why I don't send my parents to buy things for me anymore.
Well said. Anything else?
No. Your mom's on my wish list.
You know. Thank you. All right. So Jeff asks, real or fake trees? This is the one that confused Aerosol. Real or fake trees? Christmas trees. Just elaborating to not confuse people.
Is this a boob metaphor?
Yes. Real trees are the worst. Why would you?
Right, we always have fake ones because real ones don't last as long, and you get all the needles everywhere and nature.
Yeah, I've always had a fake one.
Nature, fuck that shit.
Yeah, exactly why I keep all my 3D glasses. Recycled.
Every time. Oh, sorry.
No, I was just anti-recycling.
Every time we ever got a real tree for Christmas,
it burned the house down.
No, not quite.
Come on, Pookie.
It's just we always have really bad luck. Like one of our animals will knock it over. I think back when we were living out in the country, we had finally gotten a real tree, and then of course my brothers and I had just been like horsing around and ended up knocking the whole thing over. So I mean it's a huge tree. His real trees can be pretty damn big, and so it pretty much crashes and takes up the entire living room. So no, we get small trees. I don't even have a tree where I am right now, so
yeah, fake trees. Fuck them real shit.
Brian likes real shit.
He just
like actual real shit. No, but Brian actually likes real shit.
Figurative shit.
No, Brian likes actual shit.
I prefer taking actual shits.
As opposed to what?
Shit,
like just going in there and not doing.
Like when you imagine you went when you dream of it in the morning, you're thinking, man, I have to get up and go pee, and then you dream you went.
And then you just pee all over the bed.
I've never done that.
I've only actually done that with brushing my teeth, and I've been mad that I woke up and my teeth weren't brushed, and I still had stuff to do.
Okay.
He's so weird.
Well, I'm the weird one with the dental hygiene. I always get attacked for brushing my teeth during Kevin's summaries. It leaves you plenty of time. I could go get my teeth cleaned at the dentist in that time.
Yeah, but then you come back and the whole thing fucking echoes for the next hour.
I legit contemplated taking a walk this week.
Why would you do that?
Because his summaries are really long and it kills time. And taking walks is nice.
I didn't know what was going on. I zoned out for a little bit and then came back and I was going to go for a walk.
I'm like trying to explain the joke to you. I'm like, Brian, I don't know how you don't get this.
Do it one time just to see if you can get back in time.
Because I didn't hear any of it, that's why.
It just reacts to random stuff.
Alright, and Fies Daniel, re-ask your question after the show airs and toys are released.
What? What's his question?
It was about adapting Tokyuger for PR and Zord Builder on the mecha.
Oh.
I mean, it's hard to tell by a picture. I don't know what the show's going to be like or how the mecha's actually going to fully function. So please ask again at a later date.
Or if a donkey boner is involved. You don't know.
Right. That's it.
Yay.
Now it's time for...
Final Thingies!
That was the first thingy. Legit one we've had in like 2 months. Possibly longer.
I have a thingy and it's not final.
It's been... I thought it was final the last time.
I never have a thingy that's final.
Your poster says he has a thingy and it's not final.
Are we ever going to see these posters?
No.
Oh.
My poster? What?
No, yeah. I'm sad.
So,
I still answer, like my thingy.
Damn it, trying to be official. Answer the Facebook question, which I will put up tomorrow, I promise, maybe. It will go up before the podcast gets recorded, that's for sure.
Someone give me my thingy.
Oh, I think Brian said 41. I think it's 31.
Oh, snap. And I just believed him.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking of Courage episodes.
Too many numbers, man.
Okay, even right. Still, it's only 40.
Well, 41's next week.
Yeah.
Damn it, Ryan, stop trying to save it.
Ryan, leave me alone. Shut up. Okay. Hello, welcome to our... Oh, damn it, Arizona.
I'm sorry.
You ruined it. Funny. You ruined it. We were going to have it one day. That's all I have to live for, man.
I didn't know he was going to start that quickly. He just, like, went right from talking to you into doing the opening.
That's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes we're just having a conversation.
I feel like we should have, like, a countdown. Like, we should be like, 3, 2, 1, go.
Like, iCarly?
The opening you did.
This iCarly style. Freddy, let's go.
Hot. Okay.
What?
3, 2, shut up. 1.
2.
God damn it, Brian.
Kevin's gonna get here by the time we figure this out.
Okay, shut up.